our worst ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen our worst ideas, and it goes back to us acting like we're dead cops, like bodies, being rolled into the morgue.
Oh, he has guns.
Of course he
guns
has
on guns.
Guns on guns.
He has a gun that shoots little guns that actually shoots more little guns.
With little knives attached.
Exactly.
Gunception.
Gunception, yeah.
Okay.
I'm screaming, "It's big in Russian! It's big in Russian! The communists! Okay. The Red Scare's real! The militia was right! The militia was right!"
I thought you liked the car who says she likes it most. See, now this is your fault somehow.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fanable.com role-playing podcast, and we are actually recording a new equipment, a mixer, some microphones, and the joy of our fans.
Seriously, people, it almost looks like we know what we're doing.
We still don't know what we're doing.
There's wires everywhere.
There's wires everywhere. There's all these knobs. We don't know what they do.
There's a dead body. I don't know.
But I plugged it in.
Somebody had to be sacrificed, so, you know, that's the way it works.
What is this, like chaos, like machinery? Like kill someone, now your voice will sound fantastic.
Yep.
Oh, I still kill so many people for good audio.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So would I.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're playing Supernatural set in the 1950s.
Because we are incapable of playing a modern day Supernatural game.
I refuse to let you guys app every monster.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen.
This needs to go on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I want to play it now and just be obsessed with social media.
Yeah. Actually, I don't understand how monsters, like, aren't everywhere in the world of social media. Like, werewolf! Yeah.
They totally
are. I'm eating some biscuits, and here's a picture of the werewolf I killed.
No, they
That's
totally
the thing that would happen all the time.
And people just don't see it. It's there, but you just go like, oh, beaver.
Yeah, National Enquirer, man. People dismiss it for them actually speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Bat Boy is a legitimate threat to society.
It's true.
People made a Broadway musical about that bastard.
I know.
Okay. Since it's the 1950s, tell me a bit about your characters. Since I always start from my left, let's go to my right.
My name is Bobby Santo.
Seriously, I thought you were going to go someplace entirely different.
My name is Bobby Sato, and I am I'm a Japanese American, though my childhood, well, my teenage years, probably made me forget that, seeing that I was in an internment camp. Apparently, the US of A is all about freedom, unless, you come across the seas. And, anyways. That's buried. It's all good. My grandfather actually got me into hunting when the United States, in their infinite wisdom, put all the Japanese Americans in the internment camp. They also put all the Japanese American monsters in the internment camp too. It was a buffet. But my grandfather, he kept it safe, and I kept it safe as well. And now my grandfather, he's retired. He's one of the rare few that actually retire from the business. And he owns a car dealership in California. And if you ever need a car from Sato Mobiles, don't go to him. He will cheat you blind.
Hi, everybody. This is Angela. I'm playing Rita Vanderzee. And Rita spent her time during World War II. She assisted with code breaking for the U.S. Army, rather unofficially, of course. And after the war, she had to go back to the kitchen to make room for the boys coming home. And she was okay with that. Really, really, she was okay with that. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers. She's not a lady, because during her code breaking, she would discover things that just didn't seem right. Not in terms of war crimes and terrible things that were happening in the course of war. Things that just didn't seem humans were capable of doing. And that's how she first discovered that there is this whole other world of supernatural creatures. So when she was summarily dismissed from her job, she decided that she would use the skills that she had accrued during the war of covert operations and forgery and code breaking and her wide range of linguistic skills. And she would apply that to hunting now. Stop staring at me.
Sorry, Dame.
All right. Hello, Daddy-O. This is Ricky James. Greaser. Got a red-hot rocket that I ride all over town and all over every creature that stands in my way, especially the ones that killed my family. let's just say there's a certain part of town where there's a couple bumps, extra bumps in the road, and might have been me to put them there. So I'm here with these.
What? Cat bit me.
What?
No.
Well, she just bites.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to keep the little nut bag away from her.
That's what she does.
Our cat's addicted to a net bag. We have no. She hates everything, but this net bag is like her best friend. We take the net bag away, and she freaks out. But going back to Ricky James,
yeah, I'm ready to ride out in town, take out a monster or two. But somehow I ended up with these two hangers on, necking in the back seat.
Don't forget, we killed a Wendigo.
Well, there's that.
So You and me kind of got history. And how did we pick up you along the way? Was it the coven or was it the mummy? The Navajo mummy.
I mean, let's face it, you know, if it hadn't been for the Jets on that day, we really wouldn't have had a single clue what the hell's going on there.
I'm seeing that. I'm willing to watch her six.
All okay. Right, going on.
All right. Yes. How do you guys usually get information about your monsters? Like, do you check newspapers? Do you listen to the radio?
Run them over with a car and scrape off what's left and see what...
Okay, then I'm going to go with radio because, you know, you're there listening to Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole.
Yep.
Good beat. And at least I hope so. I don't know what the song is. I was checking the list. But I'm sure it's a very good song. And, yeah, you listen to a recent thing on the news about from a small town called Bourne, Idaho, about a recent killing, a missing persons case, as well as two murders. Looks like animal attack.
I think that's code. Whenever we hear, like, we're just like, kind of like the sitting around the diner. It's like playing in the distance, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, and two people were murdered, and there's a missing person. It looks like an animal. We all just kind of look up.
Yeah, right. I think the last time an animal killed anybody was sometime back in the Bible days.
Okay. Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am. Yeah. We're gonna get this go.
Oh, all right. All right. You're going to get this to go? Staring at anyone but the Japanese guy? Racism, people.
No, it's absolutely. I have a flaw. People don't.
Okay, yeah. We're playing it through.
For you people, we don't like doing this. We hate racism.
I kind of like
it. Shut up, honky. No one's talking to you.
Twice in a row, we refer to Jesus as the white guy.
Yeah, because I don't see color. Jesus, I view everyone as white.
But especially you.
Especially you. You're the whitest one of us all, buddy. You've made it.
We're getting letters. We are getting letters.
Oh, God. If we weren't friends, I would have stabbed you by now.
I know. You know, I remember in high school, someone used to say, I view everybody as white. And I was like, oh, and it's like, it took me 10 years for me to just sit there one day and say, oh, wait a minute. It's awful.
So, yeah. Yeah. Wrap it up. All right. We got a road to hit.
And she packs up your food and hands it to you.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you drive? You drive a Mustang, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I thought you for a second it was like a red motorcycle. I'm like, this is going to be awkward.
No. It is a Mustang, serious muscle car. Can fit five. Can ride over about 10. It's
cool. Yeah. Bobby's going to get into the shotgun. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do math. You know, he's going to, since he has survival cray cray, he is going to, you know, be the navigator.
Cool. Also, the way the car is designed for hunters, when we say shotgun, it's like there actually is a shotgun there.
All right.
That's just the way it is.
Okay. We drop by the library as we're driving there, just a quick public stop, mm-hmm. and we're borrowing a book that will return eventually mm-hmm. on, you know, or like a newspaper about, was it Boring?
Bourne, Idaho.
Bourne, Idaho, and we're going to give that to Angela's character.
Yeah.
So she can get like a sense of what the what the city's like.
It's a very small town, only like 600-700 people.
Yeah, we pull up to the local, you know, local small library, mm-hmm. and just looks into the back seat. Do you need any, you know, books? You like those?
Rita sighs, and she clambers out of the car to go pick up the usual gear. You know, these mm-hmm. muscle heads. They have their gear, their shotguns and rock salt, and Rita has her own special set of skills that requires a special set of gear, and that's books.
Actually, no.
Knowledge is power.
All right.
I'm going to the...
guard it well.
The market that's close by, and I'm buying rock salt
and
stuff like that, picking it all up. Getting the stink eye as the guy, as I walk through and just grab everything.
Didn't we fight a war against you people?
Yeah, you fought a war against America. That was the Civil War. That was a long time ago, sir.
Like, pay the money, brother, and get out.
Okay. I slapped down the money and walked away.
All right. I just stay in the car, checking out all the chicks.
Okay.
All of them.
There's a lot of chicks passing by.
I check them out. Don't need to roll anything.
Roll check out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you start heading off towards Warren, Idaho. It's a couple of hours trip. It's always seems just a couple of hours. It's a weird universe. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to approach it as you're heading towards the town?
So what do you...
muscle car.
What do they got back there? Find anything interesting? Do they got any ancient burial grounds they're on? Any boogeymen? Any weird disappearances? Anything you got?
The only thing you can obviously of note, it's a silver mine. Long ago... used up. Depleted. Depleted. That's the word. I know words. The bleated silver mine. Beyond that, not much else really going on. There's nothing that screams supernatural to you.
The town was built on a silver mine, and when that was used up, the town shrank.
Oh, well, at least we know there's not going to be werewolves.
Depleted silver mine. There could still be werewolves.
Joy.
Well, that'd be like the... perfect place for werewolves. Now, nobody expects the werewolves to hide in a silver mine. It's probably going to be werewolves. Oh, yeah.
I just reach out. I turn on the turn up the music to...
something else, 1950-ish.
King Cole. King Nat Cole, all the time.
Vanderbilt, we do our research. Yeah.
And then I listen to Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
Listen to Wrecking Ball.
Witch! I kind of want to listen to Mac and Cole singing to Rick.
Just no.
Rick and Ball.
Did you guys see that?
That's Louis Armstrong.
I know. That's the only person I could think from back then. I did not get them confused.
But same with that.
Although Louis Armstrong singing Wrecking Ball is also.
I'm getting into Wrecking Balls.
So you're slowly heading towards the town.
Can mm-hmm. they?
Aren't they? No, I'm not slowly heading towards anything.
Okay. You're speeding through
yes,
to the
thank
town.
You.
Yeah.
I can't wait till you get pulled over and it's like shine the light in my eyes. So you're going a little fast. I'm not even at the wheel. Come on.
All right. Okay.
Great.
So you're in the town. You're heading, you're in front of the gates of the town. How are you going to approach it?
It's a gated town?
I mean, not a gated town. The road to the town.
It's a village.
It's a
stage on like
there are witch burnings everywhere, but you're still not sure what's wrong.
Yep. We all saw how me playing a cop went last time. They laughed me out of the station. So how do you want to go about this? Any ideas, Jet?
Oh, are you referring to me?
Yes.
My name's Rita.
All right, we'll work on the nicknames. Okay, welcome to the team, Rita. So, any idea how we get in here? I mean, usually we just kind of stumble around until we find that's killing things, but maybe we should try something different?
The best place to start is always at the police station. I will go in as a reporter looking for information about the recent disappearances.
That's good.
I heard worse ideas.
Yeah, I've seen our worst ideas, and it goes back to us acting like we're dead cops, like bodies, getting rolled into the morgue.
That was a really bad day.
Just put him in the freezer. Whoa, Frank, actually, hold on. I need one of those bodies to show off cutting people. Okay, kids. Mercy. It's true.
All right. So you head to the sheriff's office. Small towns are like, one room place.
Mm-hmm.
Place in the back for drunks. In front there's
drunks?
Actually...
Drunks.
Drunks.
Drunks. Okay.
Drunks.
Yeah,
not drugs.
Not drugs. It's a different area.
We're liberating those poor hostages.
Okay. Yeah. Inside, you go inside, there's obviously, like, there's only two desks, one for the sheriff, one for the deputy. which one you're going to shoot. In front is a guy.
It's not the deputy.
There's actually the sheriff's name. You can see on the plaque, Trevor High. And the deputy's name is Derek Boston.
Sound like Sam and Dean names.
So I guess you and me are just like outside, like not sitting on top of your Mustang.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't sit on top of a Mustang. I sometimes sit on top of my Mustang. That's me.
Yeah, I am confined.
And it's not a race thing.
No, it's just that nobody sits on top of my Mustang.
Okay then. I'm just sitting in the back. I'm trying to think of like what games I have like that like I have a paddleball, you know.
Okay. So yeah, the deputy's head pops up. The sheriff's busy with something else, like working on some paperwork. Can I help you, lady?
Yes, I'm here with the Des Moines Register, and we heard out in the city about the disappearances that you've been having recently. So I
just one disappearance. It's only been fairly recent, so I'm sure it's just.
Well, it has been going on long enough to attract some attention from outside. So.
And we're investigating it.
And that's what the people want to hear. They want to be assured that there is no dangerous animals. People are beginning to talk about aliens because they always need something to be scared of. Mm-hmm. So it is our job as part of the press to make sure that people aren't scared. And so what I want to do is assure them of the very thorough steps that I'm sure your department is taking to mitigate any risks that the rest of the populace may face.
All right, give me a influence. Yeah, influence. Yeah, influence plus willpower. Is it usually
things
yes.
I don't have?
Yeah, I believe willpower.
You didn't get influence. You go, girl. All
right.
I still got a D12 because I've got. Will.
It's just difficulty 7 because every cop wants to be in front of the thing. As long as it's good news.
I have all the willpower, so.
So you have a chance. You can use points if you want.
Yeah, actually, I probably should. So,
I'm going at the red.
I'm going to spend 2 points to get myself a D4 to add to this. That's how it works, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every point gets you D2.
Nope.
Okay. Wow, the only thing you could have rolled not past that.
All right. I'm sorry, though. It's still a police investigation. Could you please leave? Anytime now.
Scratch the muscle.
It's gone wrong.
I have knowledge politics. I want to. I'm wondering if I know of any political scandals that have been happening in town, or if maybe someone in this office might have an eye on higher office that, you know, if there's a good story about them, it could help.
Oh, that is very interesting, actually. The sheriff from, I'm just going to give you this so you don't have to roll fun. The sheriff himself has had an eye, not for mayor. He's working, because he's been a sheriff for a few years, but he wants to try to get into government. Mm-hmm. Not congressman or anything like that, but like working, we're slowly working with him. Not mayor. He sees himself above that.
Isn't it like something, not the county sheriff, there's like a...
State sheriff, let's just say state sheriff. Yeah. That probably doesn't make sense, but forget it. We're going to go with it. All right. So
he wants to be a bigger.
I know that there's the county police department. There's also a state. Police
let's go.
Department.
Okay, the state. Yeah. He wants to work for the state police department, so he wants to look good. You know that much.
Yep. So I lean forward conspiratorially and I say, you know, rumors are going round that your sheriff is interested in moving up a couple of steps in this state.
That's. How'd you hear about that, lady?
I'm a journalist. We protect our sources. And if there is a positive story that comes out of this town about the hard work that he is leading his department in, it could go a long way for his desires. And I'm sure you don't want to be the one that's throwing a monkey wrench into what your boss is doing.
Give me a second. You see him stand up, walk across the room towards the sheriff. They start talking for a minute. His head pops up. He's an older gentleman, grayish hair. Just looking at you for a second.
I wink.
That's all they needed. He stands up. Ma'am, I'm working on some paperwork. Could you just sit there for like 5 minutes as I take care of this?
Of course.
All right, then. Name's Trevor, by the way. Make sure you spell that right.
Absolutely.
All right. And, you know, 5 minutes pass. He's finishing up some work.
Meanwhile, in the car, she's been in there for about, what, 5 minutes now?
About think, 5 minutes.
I think maybe we should just crash in through the wall and rescue her.
No, let's give it another 5.
All right.
Besides, check at them. What's the word for?
It's chicks, basically.
Chicks.
Yeah, we're gonna check out those chicks
over there. Mm-hmm. Hey. They're like 30-year-olds staring at us.
Okay.
Hey.
The old, decrepit, withered 30-year-olds walking away, holding their crotch fruit. What? Crotch fruit children.
Oh, God.
As the children slowly suckle away at their spirit. 30. Why not? When you are born, you begin to die.
Godzilla comes and eats you.
Okay.
All right. 5 minutes later. Trevor finishes.
They come
crashing. Trevor actually stands up, essentially. Now, ma'am, you wanted to talk to me about the situation here.
Yes, absolutely.
It's currently being taken care of. There is certainly a missing persons. There is also 2 possible animal attacks, most likely a bear of some sort. We will take care of it.
What exactly are the steps? What exact steps is your department taking in order to make sure that no other people will be threatened by these animals or whoever?
Well, we've got the local militia. Yeah, we got the local militia helping out, looking around for wild animals, setting perimeters, making sure kids are safe.
My racist meter is just like, there's something wrong.
He's basically the most generic newspaper answer he can possibly give. Basically explaining, like, everything's fine. I've got this all handled. Like, the person that's missing is probably lost in the woods. And if he's attacked, we will avenge that against that bear.
If he's lost in the wood, eventually he will be found or eaten by that bear. And when we kill the bear, we'll find him in his stool.
I've got this.
And who was the local militia are you working with?
Mm-hmm. His name is Edgar Madrigal. He's a good old boy. He's got things all set.
I'm absolutely sure. Thank you so much for your time, Sheriff. Hi. Mm-hmm. It was great talking with you. If I have follow-up questions, can I come back?
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
Anytime. You know, just give me a call. And he gives you his number.
Absolutely.
All right.
And out I go. Bye. Toodles.
I'm going to be a state sheriff.
Gonna wear state sheriff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Trevor, our state sheriff.
Sorry. All right. So I go back out to Bobby and Ricky.
Mm-hmm. You see my foot hanging out like the window, and I'm just paddling away at the ball paddle.
And there's
sit
like,
up.
Yeah, I'm there looking in the mirror. Like, it's like slicking back my hair.
Did you find out anything?
We should go find an Edgar Madrigal. He's cool. With the local militia, who the police department has outsourced some of the work on tracking down the potential animals that have attacked people.
Militia, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think there's anything here for us to help out with. We need to probably just get going somewhere, away from
Man up, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna man up on me, all right. Like, 20 of them. Trust me, you don't deal with... Okay. Okay, the militia. We will talk to the militia. That's always going to be a fun time. Who was the person that vanished?
I give the name. Oh, that was... they would have given
it. They would have given it. Dustin Wilson.
And the people that were killed?
Woman's name is Adeline Gallant. Man's name is Evan Burns.
Yeah, so I let them know who the disappeared person and our 2 victims are.
All right, yeah, I guess the... best bet is to go to the good old boys. Okay, great.
All right, well, you got your libraries, I got mine. Basically, we right over the nearest gas station. Or, you know, it's like right in, park up. As soon as the gas station goes, it's like, yeah, fill her up. And by the way, we're looking for, what's the name again?
Edgar Madrigal.
Yeah, you know Edgar around here?
Edgar, everyone knows Edgar. What do you need Edgar for?
No, we're old friends of his from out of town.
He stares directly at the Japanese guy.
We're old friends from out of town. We're just giving this guy a ride. I figured I'd check in with my old friend on the way through town.
All right. A couple of blocks that way.
Ah, great. Awesome. Just drop in, say hi, keep going. Mm-hmm. Got a long drive ahead of us.
I'm sure you do. See you later.
Probably not.
I'm messing with you. People of the South, we love you.
It's not even the South, it's Idaho.
Okay. Oh, right, it's Idaho, right. It's not the South. Oh,
because we're from New York. Any place that's not New York or L.A. is the South.
Yeah.
Somewhere some dude in Chicago is going like, seriously?
Really?
And anyway. Yeah, seriously.
It's still, at least that time, that place, it's pretty racist. Small town, ignorance.
Is bliss.
All right, keep going.
Yeah, okay, so. Well, you tell us. We're going to drive off to meet. We're going to drive down a couple miles to meet. What's his name?
Edgar. You actually go to Edgar. There's actually, at the time, there's actually a militia meeting. Basically going, not that type of militia meeting. I mean, you're right. It's not the South, so there's no Ku Klux Klan or anything like that.
No, Idaho's totally where the militia is.
Oh, then.
Like, yeah. Idaho, Montana, Michigan, crazy militia people.
Mm-hmm. You should run.
Defending your rights to own a Uzi.
There's militia people that want to like have the weird skinny part of Idaho break off and be its own autonomous state.
Oh, that'll work out for them.
That's just gonna be perfect. We're losing all our militia members. People that are being insulted by us.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Good.
Boo, hoo.
So what are you gonna do? Come out here and beat?
Like, who knew we had so many militia listeners before?
primarily Fandible. They liked us for our old-timey thoughts. Yeah. They thought we were serious. Podcast that speaks the truth.
And there is actually a meeting happening at the current moment. And you can hear as they're talking, it's over in a... Yeah, it's in a building somewhere. It's in a town hall.
I am grabbing, a baseball cap, Yankees, because I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it over my head and just kind of keeping the brim down low. Not really fooling anybody too much, but yeah, I'm going to be following behind these guys.
All right. You go through the door, and there's a meeting hall, about 20 or 30 guys. In the front is Edgar, and you can see there's maps in the back, like basically discussing how they're going to canvass the area for bear and or wolf or something.
Bear and or wolf and or Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
I'm gonna hang back for a little bit. I want to spend some time kind of at the back of the room, just listening in and seeing. I'm trying to figure out from how they're talking if maybe Edgar or any of the other people that he works with might know more about this than just thinking that they're animals. Like I'm listening for. Yeah, just like hunters have loaded words that we would use euphemistically to speak about a monster. I'm trying to pick up if they've got any sort of code like that where they're saying they're looking for bears and wolves, but what they mean is vampires.
Interesting. Give me a...
I have code breaking.
That will work.
D10 plus... Intelligence?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Two. Oh my god!
Seriously.
What you get?
Four.
You got nothing. You can't spend points to actually, no, you can't increase to seven with your points. So.
Your dice is just hate you today.
The I blame Billy. I blame Billy. He's the one that said two right before I rolled.
You got nothing.
Well, at the very least, say 10 or something.
I think these people are a fair sort that believe in equality.
No.
The context.
They're talking about bears and wolves.
Yeah. As far as you can tell, they're talking about everyone there is there to kill something wild. Obviously, those things were
animals,
killed by
right.
Yeah, okay. The animals were killed. The animals are killed by animal attack, and their friend who's missing is probably somewhere else.
Oh, are they? Were they friends with the missing person? Is that what we're getting?
Oh yeah, they were. You can tell that Edgar was a friend of them. Edgar, I'm going to give you that. Edgar was a friend of the person.
Dustin.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to also give you this. You also seem to be friends with the other two as well. The murdered.
Cool.
Hey, Ricky.
Yep.
What do you call a room full of angry white people?
Bad idea.
Congress.
Politics.
Got him.
Topical humor.
So, Okay, I'm waiting till the ending. I'm not going to interrupt, so we're going to wait till the end and order, when they go get punch and pie, whatever they do.
There's a surprisingly punch and pie and cupcakes.
Delicious South, of course.
It's not the South.
It's the West South.
Wait, pie? It's not New York City. It's not Los Angeles. It's the South.
Wow, it's so bad.
I know.
Yet accurate.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Like, when I was like 5, that's what I believed.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I'm heading out of New York, even when I'm heading upstate, like I went to visit my friends in New Hampshire not too long ago, and I kept saying, I'm going to go down to visit you guys.
So it's all downhill.
You know? Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're waiting until punch
the,
and pie.
Which is the punch and pie portion of the discussion.
It's the most important part.
Of course, of course. Basically, the entire talk about like how they canvass the area, looking for things, stuff like that.
Now, Ricky is at the pie.
Mm-hmm.
He is there. He's like,
apple.
Hell yeah.
Delicious apple pie.
Pie.
Yep. Just pie.
Just pie.
All right.
Ricky's got his priorities.
All right.
I look towards you as if like, and then I look surprised as if like, oh, you think I'm doing the talking? Oh, okay. Let's just get this out of the way. Excuse me, Edgar?
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Bobby. I'm an American, wearing a Yankees cap. I was raised in Montana. Helena, great place.
I have a sister there.
No kidding. It's a good place. Me and my friends are actually, we do a lot of, whatever pays the bills. We take photos for that National Geographic magazine.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. And
big fan of nature.
Oh. Good. So are we. We were actually here to take pictures, and I'm actually a tracker through the woods. And, we got a couple days here, and anything to help you find your friends, we'd be happy to help. That jet over there, smartest dame you'll ever know, knows, something about, like, the migration of bees. She's not a hunter, but apparently she studies it. I don't know. You know how women are. And we got a man over there. I've seen him take down a rhino. He actually was hunting a rhino before.
Rhino?
Yeah,
that's impressive, man.
In the meantime, I'm over there, like, stuff in my face. I'm like, I'll dig down with fire. It's good.
Yeah, that jacket, rhino hide.
Whoa.
Anyways, we just want to assist any way we can, wondering if maybe we can go to... Do you know where your friend Dustin was it?
Yeah.
Where was he? Like, where was he when he vanished? Do you know? Or did he just walk into the woods and just disappear? Did he have a campsite?
As far as I know, he just walked into the woods and disappeared. And no one really knows for sure what was going on with that.
Where did they find the bodies of the other two?
Also in the woods, in different places, actually.
Oh, I looked towards the
map. Although one of them looked like she was dragged out there.
That's odd behavior for a bear.
Yeah.
Maybe not wolves, though.
I mean, maybe wolves. I don't know yet.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to the maps, and then I'm going to pull out like a pencil and a little ID, like a little pad of paper, and I'm going to scribble down the coordinates. I'm like, I'm going to check this out, and is there a number I can give you a call?
Yeah, sure, and he gives you a number. And sorry about the surprise beforehand, you know?
No!
Because, you know, small town, a lot of people... would be against, well, he just points you out. But, you know, I know the real threat, the commies. Those are the real threat. Not you people, you went through your trials, you understand? It's not your fault.
You know what, exactly. And you know what, what's the chances of me being a commie? I'll tell you who's going to be a commie.
Yeah.
A white person. Because no one's going to expect a white person. Look around.
See that?
Liberals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Liberals. Yeah. I bet the New York State, they'll be called the Soviet State.
Yeah.
Soviet City. Okay. Soviet City.
You understand, right? You were born here in America. You know the threat of communism, right? You have to do whatever it takes to stamp it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that apple pie?
Yes, it is. My wife made it. You interested?
I am very interested in the pie.
I like you.
I just look around as all these people are laughing. I'm like, this is weird. Okay, bye. There's something supernatural going on in this city. Yeah, and I'm going to walk.
Burn it all.
All right.
Yeah. I'll eat my pie. Okay. And then I say...
Hey, it's delicious pie.
Now I'll have lycanthropy. It's in the pie.
Yep.
Worth it.
All right.
Well, I guess what we can do... I mean, I can definitely go out there in the woods and see tracks are probably already gone, but see if there's anything they might have missed. We can check that out, and maybe we can also look to see if these are not the first animal attacks around this park. It's the best thing I got for us. Mm-hmm. So, do you need us to drop you off at anywhere, like the library, the morgue, the PD, the...
Actually, is there a ladies' social corner with this militia, the people that provided the pie?
Of course.
I'm going to go talk to the ladies.
Okay.
You go talk to the ladies.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm.
I have a plate of pie in my my hands, and I go over to the group of women, mm-hmm. and say, like, this pie is amazing. Ooh, I need the recipe.
Well, if you're interested, I might be able to put something up together.
That would be great. What's your name?
Oh, Allison.
Hi, how you Allison. Doing? Rita.
How you doing, Shixirad?
It's unfortunate, of course, to have such a delicious dessert under such macabre circumstances. Yeah. I mean, what really happened?
All right. Just between us girls.
Of course.
Okay. All right. You know, what's the guy's name I just made up?
Dustin.
Dustin?
Yes.
Disappeared.
Dustin's the disappeared one.
Okay, Dustin just disappeared, and then we had the two missing. They're all good friends, and just gone. Some sort of animal just destroyed them.
Isn't it strange that, I mean, three people from such a close-knit community go missing?
Give me a... How do you check if someone's interested? Check someone's... Is it empathy? No, it's not empathy. Perception roll, please.
Oh, well, could I use... I mean, empathy is a specialization.
Oh, right. Perception. Okay, that would work, yes.
Yay. So, where's my 10? And...
Perception plus alert? Or intelligence? One of the two.
Mm-hmm. I would say intelligence, since you're... Yes. She's already looking for it. Alertness is more of a...
Plus, I have my sensitive asset, which helps in social situations like this.
Three.
Shut up! Mm-hmm. There we go. 19.
Very nice.
That is a
heroic.
Okay, yeah, you're good. Okay, you're getting the sense. She's not sad that they're gone. It's almost relief that they're dead.
Or missing.
It's just... She isn't bothered by the fact that they're gone. She's fine. They're gone from the town itself. With the heroic, I'm going to say, yeah, she's pretty much glad they're gone, period.
Interesting. So you really think it was animals?
Possibly. I mean, you know, these things happen out here. If you're not careful, something could grab you.
Well, I hate to be a gossip, but not everyone understands the patriotism behind the militia movement. I mean, could it be enemies of your husband?
No, nothing like that. You got a heroic, right, with that last roll?
Yeah.
It's not that she was afraid of them.
Mm.
Yes. Sorry, let me clarify that. Yeah, she was afraid of them. Not that she was against them. They were against her. She was just straight up afraid of them. They were the more outspoken of the group. Not the only ones.
Not the only ones?
Well, it's militia. You know, sometimes there's different voices. Some bit more forceful about actions than others. She stares a little bit. But, you know, it's life. Different voices. It's America.
So it makes us great.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
She looks so sad. Well, I'm truly sorry for the losses that your community has suffered. My friends and I, we enjoy exploring this great country of ours and, you know, looking to help out where we can in small communities just like this, because this is what makes America great. And so I really hope that we can help in some way and make sure that whatever has happened to Adeline and Evan doesn't happen to Dustin.
Yeah, that'd be sad. That would be sad if that happened to them. Hopefully you'll find them. Good luck with that.
And please, please, get me the recipe for this.
Oh,
pie.
Right, yes,
it's
the
amazing.
Recipe. Yeah, just let me get a piece of paper, and she starts writing the recipe down. Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Thank you.
But if you sell it, give me the money.
Of course. But really, who would make money on women's work?
Oh. She stares off. I wonder. Which?
Alice's which? Middle name is actually Betty, and her last name is Crocker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so, yeah, I guess we're meeting outside after we've had our pie.
Yeah, Ricky shows up with, like, half a plate of pie.
You still have a pie plate.
Yeah, he's like, she seemed real broken up, or, you know, not.
Yes, I don't think that she liked our three missing people.
All right, well.
Like, not disliked them, had a personal disagreement. I think she was scared of them.
Why?
Well, I couldn't really ask that. We were talking about pie.
She's got priorities, right?
Okay. I mean, did she say anything else about them? Like, were they dicks?
Best I can figure is that there's different personalities, different philosophies within the militia, and our three victims so far, they had very strong, forceful ideas that Allison and I would assume by extension her husband did not share.
So could this be, if these people are pushing for some problems, could it be the husband might have taken care of them, you know, get rid of them the old-fashioned Cain and Abel way?
Well, let's keep an eye on kind of the search efforts. I mean, if he's trying to throw the effort in some way, that would be a clue that he was involved. Yeah. But if he's putting forth an honest effort, then I would say something else. And it's just.
All right. Well, I'd say get your hiking boots on because we're going to actually go out to find where the bodies were found, and we're going to check that out. Don't think we'll find anything too crazy up there, but you never know. We might be good lucky. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's turn on the music. God, they need to change this channel.
That can go all the time.
And Louis Armstrong. I don't know what King Cole sounds like.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I heard it before. I just gone.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we do research, people. All right. So you head off into the woods.
Did we?
No, it's still recording.
We saw the map where the bodies were. So
yeah,
lay a patch and head on out.
All right.
You're just grabbing like lingo left and right. Yeah. I love it.
All right.
Grab a batch and head on out.
Yeah, to the deep part of woods, you're going to have to lose your ride.
I know. So I can just send these two out and just wait in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What time are we getting there?
A few hours in, so it's getting close to night.
We're going to try to. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We're going to try to book it out there, at least to the closest one, which was. Give me two bodies.
Adeline and Evan.
Adeline was the closest one since she was dragged?
Yeah.
We're going to go at least try to get to her body, they found her body first. Mm-hmm. And then if it's still getting really dark, we're going to head back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say there's no hiccups along the way because it's fairly close to the town because she was dragged there. And basically you head to the spot. There's still some police tape. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they had police tape in the 1950s. Police rope. Police rope around. Obviously, it sees where the body is. There's no cops around because there's nothing else there. Obviously, animals were in there. But give me a perception to see if you can notice anything.
My perception is 6. And my alertness, intelligence. Mm-hmm. My intelligence is not that great.
Intelligence perception?
Yes.
8, which is above average.
Very nice. Yeah, but the roll is a 7 for this, so.
All right, well, then 8.
Nope.
Two missing.
Actually, I thought you were in a car.
Huh?
Archery in the car?
Well, that was once we got to the woods.
Oh,
so this is the closest
one. Okay, never mind. That makes sense.
She got dragged off. I'm guessing she got dragged off from somewhere in town.
Okay, all right. And eight. You two take a look. All you can really tell is there is claw marks. Both of your vast experience, because you're all seasoned, the claw marks look like werewolf.
Well, you know, it's a, I just don't really think Idaho is a place for us to be right now. I'm not feeling it. I mean, the pie's okay at best. This is werewolves. These are werewolves.
See,
tracks.
I told you. Like, abandoned silver mine, would think. I told you. Werewolves.
Okay. Werewolves. Okay. It's werewolves. It's not the first werewolf we've taken out. But it certainly is one of the weirder ones. But my only problem with this is she was dragged out. I mean, werewolves kind of just rip a person apart and leave them there. They don't usually drag them into the woods to do their deed. I mean, am I right on this one, or am I right?
Well, I don't know.
He's right. It's like, I don't remember enough about supernatural.
Yeah, they're essentially wild animals, so they would just slaughter
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so...
if they dragged her out while they weren't wolves yet?
Yeah, kind of look around the area. Like, what does this area look like? Because we're at the point where she was sort of, like, dragged away. So, like, was she dragged away from, like, her front yard, or was this in the middle, you know, where did exactly
where are we at right now?
You like, are...
What are we seeing aside from werewolf claws?
And if you have investigation...
I have investigation.
Yeah. I have tracking.
Both of those will work for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming you went from her house to the area.
Right. If we can get... Yeah, if you know where her house is.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah. 16.
I made hard.
That's very nice. So wait, 16? Okay, that's an exceptional, I think.
No, that's a hard.
No, 16 is for her.
Formidable. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna say.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume you went to her house first, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Logic. You did go to her house. From what you get from the police and from looking around the house, she started walking away from the house. But once she got to the back, getting around to the backyard, that's when she was dragged. She was snatched. But the strength of the snatching was stronger and stronger. Like he was transforming along the way. But he was fully transformed way before he got to that area.
Okay.
How do we know that?
Science.
Oh, no. Oh, I see what you said. I thought you said huge. So he was transforming.
Like you can tell from the tracks, like the tracks got deeper, like they're
heavier.
Heavier okay. And stuff like that.
Because it had rained earlier. Yeah.
And then eventually it maxes out. So
you think maybe whoever it was, you know, called her out to the backyard, and as soon as she got close enough, grabbed her and dragged her off?
Could be Dustin. I mean, if he's missing, then perhaps Dustin went to her seeking help. They both had the same opinion on something. Maybe someone infected him with lycanthropy.
Dustin was the most recent person to disappear, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No. He was the guy who disappeared was first.
Oh, so
then the two victims.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dustin disappeared, but there's no bodies. All we know is he's missing.
Yes.
And then the other two, there were bodies found.
Yes.
You know, I've heard Gracier's series. So yeah.
Let's go back to her house. Let's see what I want to check something. Come on.
Maybe she's got some pictures of herself and Dustin or something.
Yeah, and also, this is a militia. She was part of a hardcore... She's not part of the militia. She's part of the hardcore faction. And you're telling me that she didn't put up a fight? I mean, does that not the... should I not... shouldn't
Sounds
there be,
like
explosions, pipe bombs, a nuke? I'm just saying that... I think we should check out her place. They're going to head out back to her home.
Okay. You start heading over there?
Mm-hmm.
She did have...
We knock on the door.
Okay. I thought you were just going to break it. I was like, open the door!
I'm not breaking into a militia guy's house. Okay. All
right. You actually open the door.
Well, is it... We're going to knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
Nothing happens. Kick it open.
There's a beaver. He says, what's up?
We knock on the door, nothing happens, and we just give up. Okay. We tried, and then we leave the town, and we play the music as we leave in the sunset.
Okay. So the door opens up, and there's this 6 foot 2 tall, burly guy looking down at both of you. He's like, yeah.
Was he at the militia meeting earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, my name is Rita. My friends and I, we are here in town. We're helping the helping Edgar and Allison and his group, you know, investigate what happened to Dustin and Adeline. Mm-hmm. So we thought that perhaps we should come back here and you know see where she lived and what she was like.
Roll.
Roll what?
Mm-hmm. Influence and willpower.
Why can't it be covert?
You're not lying. Well, actually, technically
covert,
you are.
No, actually, covert is...
totally lying.
Okay. No. Isn't covert is you're hiding?
Is it? I want covert to be lying, because influence doesn't totally make sense as lying to me.
Influence is influencing people to do what you want.
Yeah.
I don't.
Is that just because you have low score?
Do you want to change?
Influence.
Why
you keep talking?
No,
do you want to change?
Because no one else talks.
Okay.
I'll talk, but do you want to change your score?
That's a horrible idea.
Would I be allowed to move some points around?
Yes,
so
I'll allow you to move some points
something
around.
Something minimal in.
I mean,
influence.
I have a 2 in influence.
Yeah, you don't want me to talk. That's horrible.
But on the other hand, you're Japanese Yeah. That will work against you, especially against this guy.
What? He looks not racist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm up to a 6 in influence, so I can actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so 6 and willpower or intelligence?
Willpower.
It's like it doesn't matter. It's the same dice for me. Mm-hmm. For fuck's sake!
I said 3 earlier, and it finally happened.
I'm done. I want to play a bard.
Okay. Ma'am, I could give less than a damn if you want to help. I'll find my wife on my own if I have to. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. Could you say that a little bit closer? I kind of leaned forward. I'm using two-handed fighting to do an attack straight to his throat to hit him to keep him from screaming.
Wow. I'm going to say that's surprising.
Yeah.
Because he's a big dude and you're, well.
I'm tiny.
You're a tiny guy.
I'm like 5'7 at tops.
I'm going to say that's a surprise. Well, I think surprise is straight up 3.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay. So I'm doing what? Agility to hit him or strength? No, strength is for melee.
Yeah.
And unarmed is 6. And then I get to actually push that up to an 8 because I'm throwing all my power.
If you roll a 2, he will hurt you.
I am so sorry, sir. I'm a lonely man.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a D8? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And do I get anything else out of 2-handed fighting? I think I'm out. All right, yeah. So that one. So I'll do 7. So I punch him right in the throat, and so he's kind of...
And Ricky kind of steps like, whoa, 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 look at you going ape all up on this one.
Yeah. Knock him out!
Boom! You knock him out.
Yeah.
It's strength 12.
Like, all right.
Love tap, yeah, pretty much.
I'm hopping around holding my arm. Oh, it was like punching the side of a cow.
What? I mean, I get, okay, so now we can get in the house, but what'd you feed this guy a Neville sandwich for?
Because we need to get in the house, and you know what? I'm really not feeling my element here. So if he's going to assume the worst of me, I'm just going to give him the
worst. Well, yeah, he's assuming the worst for you, not me. Well, now us, too.
What's he going to say? He got beat up by a Japanese guy? I'm 5'7". He's 6'4". Let's drag him into the house. Come on.
I guess you should... Japanese secrets or something. He's crazy. This absolutely is crazy. All right, let's just drag him in. Get me something to tie this guy up with.
Right.
And so, yeah, while wherever they look, I basically make sure this guy's immobilized.
Right, cool. Okay. We're actually going and we're seeing if he has guns.
Oh, he has guns.
Of course he has
guns. Guns on guns.
He has guns on guns.
He has a gun that shoots little guns that actually shoots more little guns.
With little knives attached.
Exactly.
Gunception.
Gunception, yeah. The guns are within the guns. Okay.
This is John Kim Lee's hey, you know, there we go. He gets over his racism eventually because he is John Kim Lee's ancestor.
Good for him.
Nice.
We're looking for pictures of him and his wife and just any pictures, maybe him and his wife and somebody else.
You do see 2 things. Number one, you do see pictures of him and his wife, him with his friend, the missing guy.
Dustin.
As well as a few other members of the militia. Mm-hmm. You also notice something else. A lot of imagery about the communist threat.
Ooh.
Mm. Yep. A lot of news clips about quotes from MacArthur. McCarthy.
Actually, know what I'm doing? I'm going to be. I'm looking for flyers. These people. This is flyer during the time of flyers. If they need to get a voice out there, they put it on a flyer.
I'm going to say you guys are this is the middle of the McCarthy, the Red Scare, essentially. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So it's influenced a lot of people.
Okay, so this guy, this is a hardcore radical group of McCarthyists.
Mm-hmm.
And who are they blaming? Who are they pushing towards being communist? Everyone but them. There's Groucho Marx, communist.
Yeah, there's pamphlets about actors, any actor. Actors are bad.
Okay. So this guy, and Dustin was probably in on this. Okay, so basically what we're getting out of this is, what's her name? Eleanor?
Adeline.
Close enough.
She meets this guy. Is there a back door here?
Yes.
She was in her backyard. So I'm guessing he came through the backyard. I'm going to check. I'm looking at on the side of the door, the side of the gate to see if there's any claw marks, finger marks. Mm-hmm. You said this guy was transforming. Seeing if there's evidence of
that. There is some evidence of that.
Okay, so he's transforming. So how long ago was a full moon? I pull out the farmer's almanac.
We would know, yeah.
Yeah. You see it. A while ago. Nowhere near the time this happened.
Huh. That ain't right.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that isn't right.
I have cryptozoology. Can I do a roll to see if I know of either werewolves that can turn outside of the full moon or if there's something that's werewolf-like that can shift at will?
Roll it.
D8. Is there a D8?
Right here. Maybe it's not werewolf. Maybe it is communism. I say as I look at the flyers.
There we go. 16. They've convinced me.
You're pretty sure it's a werewolf, but you do know it's possible to become a werewolf through a curse, not just through infection.
So we could be talking to someone that's been cursed.
Wait, so you're saying communism makes you become a werewolf?
That's what the flyer says.
I guess it explains why it's so bad, but.
Well, Russia had that famous mystic. He probably could have.
There we go.
It's Rasputin.
Yeah, I got you. I got
you. Okay. No, so that's who's doing it.
So how'd you discover my plan?
Okay, let me get this straight. So we're saying, I thought werewolves were just all cursed. But you're saying
most werewolves are infected, and they're the ones that turn with the cycle of the moon. If you are a cursed werewolf, you don't have to wait for the moon.
Does it just happen whenever, when you're angry, or can you make it happen?
Do they Hulk out, mm-hmm. Jesus? Is that how they Hulk out,
or can they choose?
It depends.
To Hulk out?
Honestly, it depends on the curse and who cast it.
Okay,
so I have no idea from that case.
I'm guessing anybody who's able to give a curse like that—that's a big power. I mean, that's huge, right?
Mm-hmm. We should check out Dustin's place and see if there's any clues pointing towards how he was cursed.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds like a real good plan. I'm going back to the guy who's tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Is he unconscious still?
Yeah.
And I'm untying him and putting a quilt over him,
mm-hmm.
and I'm walking out.
He just snores in the background.
Kill you all, murder you in your sleep. Death. Death. Death.
Is that what you think white people dream about, Jesus?
Just this white guy.
Death, murder. Walter Cronkite. Hammer pants.
What?
I don't know.
All right.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
What?
Bob
Dole. Just trying to think of the whitest thing ever. And Bob Dole and hammer pants finally came.
Wait, hammer pants?
We stole that. Hammer pants aren't ours.
We did steal that.
All right, that's true. All right. Anyway.
We Presley that.
Yes, we Presley that.
You go to Dustin's place. Dustin's, from talking to the people, lived alone. And his place is, you're sure, has been combed by the police, so it's empty, police rope everywhere. What are you going to do?
Are there actually police officers around right now? And duck under the rope.
That's illegal, I say loudly. And then I grin, I go under. I punch the rope now.
Karate chop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go under the rope.
Okay, you go under the rope, go inside his house. Nothing happens.
I'm looking around for any, say this was a curse.
Mm.
Any like summoning circles, any kind of like
hex bags,
exactly. Like this is the standard hex bags or any like, you know, rosemary, like wolf's bane or like hanging wolf banes across the threshold. Is anything like that?
Give me perception.
Nine.
Nothing like that.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Nope.
17.
Nice.
Wow. All right, give me a sec.
I see things.
Angela has two rolls. Incredible or three.
You do take a look around. There's nothing that obvious anywhere in the house. But with your 17, Jesus Christ, you start hearing clattering. You start hearing plates being moved. You start hearing doors, a door slam around the corner.
That's not good. Okay. Take a little switch.
So I'm the plates rattling and the door slamming. I'm assuming these are in different places, or is this like all the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to say this for this. I'm going to say you're in the kitchen checking this out. Yes.
And why is she in the kitchen?
Why am I in the kitchen?
Because.
Am I in the tea parlor, Jesus?
Yes.
Actually, there's a China set if you're.
Oh,
an opium den.
The wrong country. Anyway, yeah, that you're hearing that. All that stuff happening.
And I'm not seeing anyone.
You're not seeing anyone. Actually, you did get it like a 17. You do see something, but it's not human-like. It is actually fairly short, like 3 feet.
Okay.
With your lore, I'm going to say it's a spirit.
Guys.
What?
I'm here.
Do you come to the kitchen? I point at the spirit.
Do we see a spirit?
Looking closer, you guys can also see a spirit. It's a small, squat thing, grayish color skin, but it's weird, like, fleshy whiskers on its face.
Ew. Why do you always describe gross monsters, Jesus?
Because they're all gross, when you think about it. They're us, but our actual inside selves.
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God, that thing so looks so different. Take away its rights and put it away. Oh, wow, I just have... Wow, it's a slippery slope.
Yep.
Talk to it. Do you know what it is?
It's a spirit.
Give me a lore roll.
Should we stab it?
Or fuck it? Stab it. Does cryptozoology cover spirits?
I'm going to say yes for this.
Cool.
Cryptozoology covers all things. Supernatural.
That's why I like to take it.
Yeah, supernatural, it covers all things that are not regular.
8.
9.
I do not have crypto. I have lore.
Oh, I have lore, but that's a subsection of crypto. That's like
general.
Yeah,
I mean, mm-hmm. It's just by having cryptozoology, I get to use a D8 rather than a D6.
Yeah, I have a D4, so I got a 9.
9. Yeah, actually, I'll allow for this, because it's fairly interesting. It is definitely a house spirit of some sort. Looks, you think it's Russian. You can't remember the specific name of it.
Russian communism. Connecting the threads.
What you know about the creature, though, is unless you really mess with it, it can be friendly.
So,
hiya! Hi!
Okay. So is that what you're going to say?
No.
Okay.
Hiya, guy.
Yes.
Hi. Do you understand me?
Hit. Will you hit me?
No.
No.
No, I won't.
Why here?
We're looking for Dustin. Do you not like Dustin?
Deserved. Deserved. Got deserved. Yes. You look closer at the creature. It looks sickly.
Uh-oh. Poor little guy. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking around Dustin's place for any medals, any pictures, any soldier garbs of him being in World War II.
No.
Coward.
How the hell did this guy have a Russian spirit in his house?
Because he's a communist.
I mean...
Well, yeah, clearly he's a communist, but...
I ordered sea monkeys once, and it took 6 weeks. How was it ordered? I mean, what do you get for this thing? How did you get here?
Follow him after.
From where? From communism land?
From communist land?
Yeah, from communist land. Okay.
That's why you know Russia. Jesus. I was going to ask you just before
communist
we played
Russia. So it's
if I could
Russia.
Play like a Cold War.
You should have asked.
A Cold Soviet agent.
That would have been perfect.
I know. I just, like, no. But I thought it was too soon. I'm like, no, there weren't commies back in the
day. Oh, they're totally commies.
Yeah, it's
always back in the 50s, but that was more 60s.
It's commies now. I mean,
well, communism and socialism started in the U.S. especially and heavily in the 1910s.
I was going to say U.S. I was wondering if the USSR had, like, during the... Anyways.
Yep, 1911, Bolshevik Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, okay, cool.
Knowledge, bitches.
Well, I know that, but I was wondering if the USSR was actively sending out...
Oh, they're then. Everywhere. Like, all major countries were sending out spies everywhere.
Okay, yeah, post-World cool. War II,
damn,
lots of spies.
Damn.
How's yeah. I was gonna, now I'm fast forward to 2013, and now we've got a communist as president. So
progress. We have the most conservative liberals I've ever met sometimes. We don't like anybody.
Yep.
Nope.
Except for New York.
Yep.
America.
Yeah.
True America.
Okay. Actually, technically, but let's move on.
Okay, you follow what, Communiland?
No. Russia.
Russia.
Communist no. Russia. It's communist.
Soviet Union.
From home.
Where home?
Here, home, it's town, home in town, followed, yeah. Asked, good.
Do you speak Russian?
Actually.
Oh, that's my secret language.
Oh, yes, it is.
She's a commie.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, it's probably, like, really awkward to say, like, you're like, no, but, okay, I do. Because no one really wants to be known they speak Russian.
So nobody
okay.
told me I was a commie in the back seat. She told me this.
Right.
So I am going to ask in Russian. I don't know how to say in Russian. In Russian.
Okay.
Stop Russian.
Yes.
Okay.
God, I hate you.
Okay.
10 years together, people. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where is home?
You can speak our language.
Yes.
You seem speaking perfect Russian against each other.
They don't know what Russian sounds like. It's French.
Okay. Frenchy.
I know what Russian sounds like.
Do you?
It sounds like communism.
I don't know what Russian sounds like.
Do you sound angry?
That could be German.
Oh, it's a German spirit.
It's a German spirit. Thank goodness. Okay, so.
Fine. All right. We're speaking German.
Okay. All right. You speak the language.
I do.
Mm. Well, I don't know you'd be speaking Russian because I knew it was a Russian spirit.
Someone cooking something?
Yeah.
It's the ventilation from someone else's apartment. Right. It makes me really hungry.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Anyway.
You speak the language.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here?
Were
you friends with the one in here?
No.
No?
No.
Then why are you here?
We're investigating his disappearance.
His disappearance is justified.
Well, what happened to him?
He got what he deserved.
What did he deserve?
What he got.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
he's a house spirit. They're tricky.
I'm sorry, could you say that a little
closer? You said that you followed him here.
Yes.
From where?
From my home here.
You have a home in Bourne, Idaho?
Our home. I protected the home.
I wish I understood some of this because I've got ideas. But out of character, I've got ideas. In character, yep. I'm like, they're speaking this crazy moon language. Mm-hmm. It's kind of freaking me out, man.
Is there a place called here?
What?
So he says, like, is there a Russia town called here?
No.
There's no Russian town called here.
No,
I can say
no.
That much.
I've got ideas, but that's out of character. In character, I'm like, it's crazy moon language. Freaking me out.
I mean, you can talk to them to see if they have any
ideas. No, totally. I will. I'm going to kind of lean back. He says that Dustin got what he deserved, and that our new friend here, I'm keeping my tone very pleasant because even though I'm speaking a different language, I know the whole friendliness thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I'm frustrated, friendly tones,
mm-hmm.
And our new friend here, is talking about, how he followed, he does have a home here, but he doesn't get much more specific than that.
Well, so he's got a home here, right?
Yes.
Here. followed him from home. And we know this guy hates the commies. I mean, because who doesn't, right? But this guy just really hates commies. And that's like a commie spirit. So...
He stole it.
No. Like, what if they were, like, commies in town?
And he stole it from a spirit, and he stole it
No,
from
like, commies. He... So this guy hates the commies, right? So what would he do if he found some commies in town?
Kill them.
Exactly. So if he found some commies, and then this little commie spirit dude was, you know, with them, so he'd probably be pretty pissed off that,
Oh, so he's not like the home spirit here, he followed him here.
You get me?
Okay, dude, translate this for us. hey, spirit.
How?
So, you don't live in this house.
No.
No.
You came...
Yet.
You came to this home following the man who did something bad?
Yes.
To your owners? Friends?
Protector. I protect. Them could not protect.
Do your owners have names?
Those under my protection.
Could you show us their house?
Take us back home.
You wish to see home?
Yes.
Show you home.
Hope it's a big hell portal.
Okay.
And we're in Siberia.
Okay.
You actually see it hop out of the house. And as soon as it hops out, it just disappears.
God damn it.
And then all of a sudden, on your ride, you hear boop, boop, on the hood.
Oh, hell no, no. He's gonna get commie all over the back seat.
Don't worry. If he stains anything, it's gonna be red. It's the red with communism.
No, it's stuff doesn't come off, man.
No, we're all happy that our friend is helping us.
Just
drive.
Okay. You start to drive, and you're every time you're about to make a turn, you hear a tapping to say yes or no. And you go through a couple of streets, and eventually you reach a house. Like, the houses are pretty far separated at this point. You go to a house that obviously looks abandoned.
Okay. I'm going to get out. I make sure to get my gun.
Recently abandoned, though. Yeah. You can tell.
And I'm looking around for do I see the spirit?
Mm-hmm. You actually see, after a few minutes, you hear it get off the hood, and it's back in front of the house staring at you.
Okay, well, I guess we go and investigate what this is about.
Mm-hmm. As you start walking up, you see another spirit suddenly appear.
Oh.
And now that you're able to see both spirits, you're able to, with your lore, identify what those creatures are. The first creature, the male version, is a Demovoi, which is a male house spirit. The female version is a thinner thing that looks like a cross between a shrew and a chicken. Is a Kikimora. They're technically in Russian Slavic folklore. They're like married household spirits that protect the home.
Aww.
Yeah. Both 3 inches tall. Both kind of cute in their own strange way.
Yep. Are they going to let us into the house?
Can they stop you from getting into the house?
I don't know. Can they?
As far as you know, they protect the homes. If you seem friendly, they might let you. Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to. Approach the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want... We need to find what happened. We need to find where Dustin is to make sure that he doesn't hurt anybody else like he hurt the people in this home.
All killed are those deserved.
Did the people under your protection deserve to die?
No.
So we're going to make sure that Dustin can't do it again. But we need to see what he did here.
Click. Door
get
locks.
Down.
Door locks.
All right, you guys start investigating. Mm-hmm. I need a drink.
Okay. Yep, we're going to. Can you give me a lemonade as well?
Yep.
And actually, as the door opens, you hear from the spirit,
"Careful. Inside, they're asleep."
They just
I'm taking out my gun. Oh, I'm keeping my gun holstered, but I'm putting my hand on it. I'm like nodding towards a big guy over there, and we're going to sneak in.
I guess.
You don't got covert, do you?
Of course not.
Come.
Yeah.
I'll sneak in first.
And, I got muscles is what I got.
Mm-hmm. Give me 10 seconds and then come in following me, okay? I'm going to sneak in.
Okay. Give me a covert.
Dexter, agility?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. 8.
That's fine for this. You're not paying too much attention. You slightly head into the house, and off the top of your head, you can't really notice anything. It does feel cold.
Wait, I'm looking around for... I'm just going to try to head off in a direction that seems logical.
Yeah, and as you look around, this is obvious. You don't need a perception. Like, it looks like there might have been pictures on the walls, stuff, but everything seems to have been ransacked.
Okay, I'm going to keep on looking.
Mm-hmm. Give me perception. Are you looking throughout the entire house or just the living room or what?
I'm going into the kitchen, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually going to be looking for spices.
Okay.
And
because he really likes borscht.
Oh, right.
The one thing I know from an internment camp, people have a hard time saying goodbye to their home foods.
Mm.
Spices are the one thing that usually they will keep no matter what. 7.
Good enough for an average.
Yeah, it's good enough for an average. Any food well, first off, because I'm assuming she told you about that, what spirits are and everything like that. There is a cup of milk and cookies, stale now. That milk has been curdled, mainly that which is used to feed the house spirits. And also, you start looking at some of the foodstuffs around. Like, some of it has been ransacked. Some of it, and there are spices and stuff, but like it's like someone looked at it and is like, this is useless, and threw it away.
Right.
And yeah.
Are those spices like normal spices? Or are they?
They're all just normal spices.
No, nothing.
Nothing stands Roman. Out.
Mm? Basically, my theory right now is like, I don't think they're commies. I think these people might have just been fucking Russian immigrants.
Oh, that's what you're.
That's what I'm looking
for. Oh, yeah. There's obviously Russian types. As far as from what you can tell, they're Russian immigrants that were in this home.
Okay. Now that I've gotten that confirmation, I'm going to start looking around for whatever's sleeping, and then this guy can come in.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like step as
a... Give me a perception test. All
right. Intelligence or alertness?
Alertness. For all this.
Right. D10. Oh, that's a D8. 13.
Very nice. It is very cold. Ghost cold.
It's like, hey, man, Man, I don't...
You actually see flashes of something moving across.
Yeah, I'm just inside the door. I was like, oh, crap. hey, Jets, you might want to get the salt from out back. Quick!
I run and grab the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hearing him?
Yeah, I'm loud enough to...
Yeah. I'm grabbing an iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, hold on, I have to pay for that. There's an cast iron skillet.
Yep.
I'm grabbing it.
Okay. There is now a cast iron skillet in your hand. And not too soon, because right behind you, it seems to be kind of short woman, like 5'3", 5'4", staring at you, questioning is like, just staring down, or staring up. Or your short guy, staring straight ahead.
As like that. Slightly up, her neck is inclined to a 30-degree angle in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
She
starts speaking, but you can't understand the language.
I'm backing away towards the door.
She starts floating towards you, hands outstretched.
I'm booking it. I'm running.
Hmm? All right, give me a running roll.
This is where I am built.
All right. Difficulty...
28.
Yeah. a difficulty 7.
Why not? 15.
Me.
Yeah, you're out of there.
Okay. She's speaking Russian. She's speaking Russian.
Yeah. You go around another corner. There's a man there.
I get them like, Jets, they're speaking Russian.
Okay.
Help us out.
To the left and the right, there's a small girl and a small boy.
Oh, shit. I'm not in the kitchen anymore.
Nope.
Really should have grabbed that salt.
You should have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm spinning. I'm going to, I'm going to run. I'm going to, I'm just going to keep, I'm just going to hold up my hands. And are they still approaching me?
They're still approaching you.
Fine. I'm going to take a swing at one with my skillet.
All right. Roll it.
What the sad thing is, I don't have melee.
Okay. And now there's 4 of them, so there's going to be difficulty 11.
I swing and a miss.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try to hit you, actually. What is it? I'm just going to make it up. There's four of them. I'm just going to combine their rolls because I hate you. And D6 plus D. Yeah, let's make it D6 plus D8 because 10. What are you defending with?
Dodge?
Yeah, you can dodge. It's going to be a 10.
So why is that?
Dodge plus athletics.
Athletics, yeah. Or try the agility plus
athletics. I mean, agility plus athletics, yes.
Ten. Defender wins?
Defender wins.
I like jump.
Yep.
I do some stereotypical martial arts move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, jump, kind of rotate around. Like, you know, I jump on like a little leftover, table.
Mm-hmm.
Do a flip over the little short little woman, and I'm booking it back towards the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm screaming, they're speaking Russian! They're speaking Russian! The communists!
Okay.
The Red Scare is real! The militia was right! The militia was right!
All right, so I'm assuming by now read us back with the assault. All right. So, yeah, but I mean, we probably keep us all like little boxes, you know, so it's not just one big bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, just lay a line on the door here. I'm going to go get this guy back. And then basically I'm carrying, like, box of salt, cracked open, and my monkey wrench, which is made of iron, on the way in. I'm like, come over here, get to the door, come quick. And I'm like, watching around, see if any of those spirits, you know, are coming up to me.
Two children start aiming towards you. The two adults are aiming for this running guy.
Yeah, so, yeah, first thing I do is, like, just splash him
with 11 salt. Twice.
Yeah. So that's melee, I guess.
Yes, melee. Right there.
Okay, so that's...
I don't know how you can consider salt a melee weapon, but in this game, it happens.
It's going to be a... So that would be agility plus melee, or...
Mm-hmm.
So normally it would be strength.
I'm going to go with agility for this, because you have to...
Yeah, exactly.
Throwing.
Yeah,
so... if they get close enough, then strength. That is a 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good enough for an average, so...
Yeah, but I said it was 11.
Oh, it was 11, sorry.
Yes. 2 points.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's 2 points, but there's a second one. I said.
All right, so yeah, second one. So that's one. So it gets like splashed with salt.
Yep. Fizzes out.
One. That's not gonna happen. Wait. So if I do before, I get an extra D2.
Yes.
Right? All right. So I'm gonna spend my other point
get a
to raise one of these to a D8, which is hard to ID.
Actually, no. You get an extra die.
You get a D2.
Exactly, a D2. So if I'm just raising one of these.
Yeah, but I think the reason you want to stick with a third die.
The reason
you want to stick with third die is because then if all fails, you still get a 3 minimum.
Gotcha. So I'm just rolling a D4 and
divided by 2.
Putting in half. Yeah, exactly. All right. Jesus Christ. So that was a waste of a point. First kid gets splashed with salt. Second kid dodges.
Actually, you know, I'm just gonna go see how much the kid does. 4 damage, straight up.
All right, I can take it. That's 20. All right, got it.
Mm-hmm. So since a small short kid, his hand passes through your leg. Okay.
Ow.
You still being followed. You're almost going to be running towards a salt circle. Give me a running.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm looking for salt.
Oh, I thought you guys already found the salt.
Found the salt from their room.
Oh, okay.
From the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a
perception test.
Or when I know where it's from,
You look through the surprise. Okay, yeah, you find a salt, no problem.
And are they in through the threshold of this? I'm spinning around. I'm grabbing the salt and I'm just like kind of like making a spinning around to make a circle around me.
Clever. Okay, yeah, I'm going to let that fly. So, yeah.
And then I'm going to shout like, okay, I'm clear! I'm clear!
Okay.
You see me just kind of sitting there like in a tube.
Yeah. All right. Two ghost spirits stop and just stare at him and then turn around at you two.
Yep.
As soon as they turn around, I'm going to hit them with my cast iron.
But then you'd be breaking through the circle.
As long as I would be reaching through the salt.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be stepping in for it.
Yeah, but your hand would be out of the salt, wouldn't it?
I throw it.
Okay, give me a throwing. Agility plus... Agility plus...
Melee?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that, sure.
Throwing salt.
Throw it a 6.
No.
Ping, ping. Hits the gas, it explodes.
Okay.
Oh, God!
All right, what are you two doing?
Something
two ghosts.
You're still outside the house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I drew a line of salt.
All right, so I just yell at her, all right, stand outside, stand outside! I'm booking it to
run,
try and get
please.
Outside. All right, so that would be agility plus dex plus athletics?
Yeah, dex plus athletics,
Seven, just enough for an average.
Yeah, but there's two spirits.
Yeah.
So, not enough.
No.
Six.
All right.
It hits a ghost, basically, one of the ghosts, the guy puts his hand through your back as you're running away.
Yeah.
But you're able to step through the door.
Yeah.
But you're having a bad day.
I am.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like, oh! Yeah, I'm out on the floor. Burn that house down. Just burn it down. Burn it down. In the meantime, the spirits are listening to me. So
we are not burning anything down.
You hear me shouting from the kitchen? Not. Yeah, I'm going to veto that idea too. Mm-hmm.
I told you to run out to hide, and you went in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So now, fire. Burn. Salt, fire, burn.
No.
Ow! You didn't just get punched through the chest? Ow.
What are they saying? They're speaking Russian, I think.
Mm-hmm. Murderers, murderers, murderers.
I'll show you, murderer!
Okay. Hey, no. Mistaken identity. Living people all look alike to them.
Okay. See, the ghosts are the real racists.
Speciesist,
or
really.
Or are they the most equal? They will kill everybody. That sounds like equality to me.
That is true. That is true.
That's what America's really about.
We'll kill anybody, right?
Yep.
America. We'll kill anybody.
Equal opportunity murder. All right.
We are not, and I'm speaking in Russian, we're not murderers. We're here looking for the one that murdered you. We're seeking justice for you.
Give me an influence roll.
Yay, influence.
Difficulty 11.
With willpower?
Gabi, help me!
And some evil dice. Mm-hmm. Is there another D12 lurking around? Because I've only got the evil one. Oh, wait, no. I've got the good one over here. All right.
Until that turns evil on you.
That one, I swear, is not capable of rolling higher than a 2.
What? Did you just...
4.
They decided to burn the house down.
Murderer, murderer, murderer.
Burn it all.
You're just repeating it over and over again. You're going to have to think of a different angle.
Yeah, they don't like me.
Who do they like?
They like their friends, the spirits. I wave over at the male one that we spoke with earlier. I wave him over here.
He hops towards you.
Yep. And again, speaking in Russian, can you explain to them that we are not here to hurt them?
Try.
Thank you.
All right. He turns around, starts speaking in Russian, and waving his hands around. His wife helps him out as well. Eventually, they start calming down.
Thank you, friend. Comrade.
Who are you talking to, the ghost or the spirit?
The spirit.
Okay. What?
I'll explain it when you're older.
Okay.
1,000 years old.
Well, still not old enough.
Okay.
We need to know what happened here the night that you died.
Killed. All killed. Murdered. Taken.
Why would... Did you know the man who did it?
Yes.
Why would he target you?
Because... He saw me as enemy. He saw family as enemy.
And he was wrong. I'd say just like assure him on his side, his side.
No, we were covert.
Okay.
We want to make sure that he can't hurt any other family ever again.
He starts to smile. He won't hurt anyone except those that need to be punished.
And he stares happily at his house spirit.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I will look at the house spirit. Mm-hmm. So you cursed Dustin.
No. The spirit looks at you and is like, no. No, not strong to curse. But asked to curse. And he said yes.
Who was it?
Peck Lenk.
Peck Lenk?
Give me a lore roll.
Yeah, I'll even try for this one, too.
Just straight up lore, or would my cryptozoology play in?
Lore.
Six. This cannot roll.
No matter what, I would have
gotten another D12.
You have no idea what peck link is.
Peck link.
Peck leg, like a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Can I translate the name, like get a rough idea of what it, the Russian word for it is?
It actually is a name. It's not actually like a specific monster type or anything like that.
Peck lick. Okay. Can I come out now?
Yes. I'll ask our ghost friends. Can my friend...
Can he come out now? He's Japanese. Yeah. Can
he come out?
Yes.
I'm going to move out of the way.
Nothing happens.
Okay, and leave and steal.
Okay. They don't care if they're ghosts. All right.
I'm going to leave then.
All right.
Can you take us to Peck Link?
Not good reason. If not good reason, not good idea.
So you asked...
It's obvious he's afraid of Peck Link.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Hey, everyone else, because we've been talking in Russian.
Yeah.
So the family is convinced that Dustin will not hurt any innocent people anymore. He's apparently been cursed by this Peck Link entity. I haven't heard of it before. It seems more like a proper name than a categorization. And our spirit friend will not take us there unless there's a good reason.
What type of people is he cursed to hurt?
He judges.
On what?
Those who sin.
There's 1,000 people that sin. I sin.
That's maybe not.
Maybe you should have a conversation with Peck Link.
All right.
Like, what sort of sin? I mean,
ask if sees justice needs done. Go to him. He does.
Ask what?
If justice needs to be done, you go see Peck Link.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask him.
Okay. I guess we have to go to the library?
Why would we go to the library?
To see if they have any references of Peck Link?
Sure.
Because I have no idea what it is. Sounds like a name.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we... talking about the justice here. I mean, the only person that can go to justice here are the sheriff and the deputy.
Seeing if their names could become mangled into Peck Lake. Not obviously, but...
Do you guys want me to give you ideas, or are you still...
I think the library is the best idea we have.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. You head over to the library. Unless you want to do anything in the haunted house.
The freaking middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
We get to break into a library.
Okay.
Is there anything else in the house that we need?
Burn it.
No, we're not burning it.
How does he stop being cursed?
He does not.
Oh, no. We know curses always end. What does he have to do to stop the curse?
He does not.
What?
Give me another lore roll.
I'll leave this to you, Lore Master.
Difficulty 11 still. Hopefully you get better die roll this time. No, you might want to use your points.
I don't have points. Those have been spent.
Oh. Someone give her points. That's your guy's job now.
Don't tell me.
8.
Lulz.
I'm going to say with more information. Actually, no. That's not fair. You need better die.
Where did the other D12 go? Who stole it? Who stole it? We'll hunt you down.
I guess we're going to go to the library.
All right.
Seems like a good bet to me.
Okay. All right, you head over to the library in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good with that. I'm breaking in.
Okay. Give me a burglary.
Is there
burglary? I mean, not burglary. Covert. Covert, sorry.
What's your covert?
D4.
I've got a D6.
Do it. Nothing suspicious here.
Mm-hmm. And is it agility? Or?
Yes.
Because you're picking the lock.
Yes.
Ten.
That's enough. You crack it open. Empty library around you. Give me another lore roll. Difficulty 7 this time, because you have books in front of you. Don't roll 2 ones. Just
Why do people say numbers before I roll?
3.
10.
Good enough. With some... Getting the name, getting some information from the spirits, you're able to figure out. Peklink is an old Slavic god. Old god. Now, you know you've been hunters long enough to know there's differences between gods. There's lesser gods, which you can generally figure out by getting the right materials to fight them. Well, gods are hard to kill, but, you know, you'll figure it out eventually. Then there are old gods. Old gods are uber powerful, and their weaknesses are nowhere near obvious to figure out. Honestly, with the limited resources you have in front of you, there's no way to find out its weakness. And honestly, a general rule for hunters when facing an old god is to walk the other way. But you do know, A, he is the god of justice. He's also the god of the underworld. B, towns that feel his wrath start with a string of those who committed the crime, and eventually leads to the part where the whole town obviously has committed the crime. The old town needs to die. He usually replaces the town with a nice lake. It's very pretty. So eventually his justice will lead to the death of the entire town. So if you leave and walk away, everyone here will most likely die.
I relay that information.
Yes.
But if we do walk away and we invest in the outskirts of the town, we have lakeshore property, people.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, figuring out. So there's no obvious way to stop him. So you have...
Could we stop Dustin? I mean, Dustin's then the avatar of justice.
There's 3 ways that Peklink curses. It's not an avatar. There's different types of crimes. I can't remember the specifics, but basically there's 3 ways he can curse someone before he curses an entire town. He either turns you into a werewolf, he either turns you to stone, or he turns you into a creature that eats itself slowly. So what you can say that Dustin is not an avatar, but he is still killing people who committed the crime. So stopping him won't stop Peklink.
Peklink's going to die.
I'm just emphasizing the point. He's an old god.
Right. So no matter, even if we stop Dustin.
Yes.
Peklink's still going to eat the town.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a way to appease a god? I mean, you know, sacrifice, a chant.
Please.
A hippie chant.
A hippie chant.
Remember that? Last time I played that.
12.
That's actually pretty good. There's 2 ways. You can try to appeal to the god. Try to figure out a way to stop him from uncursing. But, like, old gods are stuck in their ways, even more than lesser gods, so that might be horrible. That might not go as well as you would like. The other way is to appeal... What?
No.
Okay. The other way is to appeal to another old god.
Oh.
To try to get its weakness from him.
Who's the enemy of Paklach? Putluck?
Peklink.
He doesn't necessarily have an enemy, but there is one old...
Is there a god of chaos and life?
No. There is one god. Well... She's not technically a god. No one really knows what she is. She's just really mysterious, but she's always existed, at least in Russian literature. There's one person who, you know, at least in Russian lore, you can talk to about things, where there's sometimes a price.
Oh, God.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
No! Bad things happen when you talk to Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga?
Oh, God.
Is that bad?
Yes.
How so?
Do you like making deals with witches? Scary, crazy witches that live in houses with chicken feet.
Are they giant chicken feet, or
yes,
are they like little chicken feet?
No, they're giant.
Okay, because yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. Okay, listen. We can't even influence the police to even talk to us. We had to punch a guy in the throat in order to let him help him help him help his wife. There's no way we can appeal to a older god and convince him. If we have to make a talk to a witch, I think that's our best bet. Not that I want to. So how do we offer?
How do you find Baba Yaga?
There is a wish we complete using various Russian spices, as well as a circle and some other chants that can possibly contact Baba Yaga. And if she decides she wants to speak to you, she'll speak to you. Whether you want that to happen or not is up to you.
All right. So our options, again, I think we should devote. How would we appeal to a god? Like, if we did try to talk to the god.
I'll be right
god.
Back. You guys can talk.
That was a question.
Okay, what? Sorry.
How do we appeal to the old god? Like, what is there a way we could talk to him?
It is an old god. And because it's an old god, it goes for old school influences. It loves a good sacrifice.
Oh, okay.
We could always ask the ghost how they got him to listen.
Well, they went to him with something that was up his alley. You know, they wanted justice, and so he's like, sure, I'll be justiciful.
That's a word. Could we go to him seeking justice for the people that have been murdered?
He wanted them murdered, because they committed a crime.
Right. We can prove that they did not commit the crime.
Nope,
okay.
Not with all the anti-communism posters that were around Adeline's house.
Yeah, okay. So, Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
So how do we call this Baba Yaga chick?
Yeah, we're gonna go with the Baba Yaga instead of the school bus full of children sacrifice. Though that is a close second.
Okay. All right. So, where are you gonna do the ritual?
Back in the woods where no one will find the body when Baba Yaga's finished with us.
We're courteous people. We don't want to be under the lake when this town turns into water. So, but I do want to die on the outskirts. So I'm like, it's like a lakefront death. So yeah, we'll get the spices from the Russian family.
Yep.
We will do the circle. We'll do the chants.
Okay.
Is there any way to bind a witch?
Maybe, but Baba Yaga is an old spirit.
Yeah,
like old
Baba
school.
Yaga is a witch because that's the best English word to describe her. She's much more than a witch.
Think of her as a sort of Russian Cthulhu, in a sense.
Witches had alphas like Supernatural introduced, Baba Yaga would be their alpha.
Yeah. Actually, probably is.
Expect
that next episode.
Okay. So you're welcome, Supernatural.
The source of all witchcraft, Baba Yaga.
So we are straight up just going to bargain with her.
So you go to.
So we're gonna summon this thing that's as likely to eat us as it is to ignore us.
Yep.
We're gonna try and convince it somehow that we should stop this thing that's killing people that hate Russians.
No, what we're going to do is I'm looking through Baba Yaga's Wikipedia page. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She flies around in a mortar. She's weird.
So we're not convincing her to, you know, to do the right thing. We're convincing her it's a good idea to tell us how to stop the old god because it'd be fun. Because we need to. We need to stop a god. What can we do for you?
I mean, gods are constantly playing against each other.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we get lucky and she hates this dude.
This is a power play for her.
And honestly, you know, she is fickle. Sometimes she helps the hero, sometimes she doesn't, mm-hmm. at least according to the stories. So you can go up there with the heroic D story, and it may work,
also,
or it may not.
As a backup plan, does anyone have a child we could give her to roast and eat?
Y'all look at me. I am not wearing overalls. I am small, but not that small.
I don't know, man.
Technically, there is a body of a child in that house somewhere.
No, it's, I ain't going back. I am not going back to the house unless it's salt and burn.
Well, you can burn it and cook it. And, no, we're not going to burn a child's body. No, no, this is not Warhammer 40K. We are going to summon Baba Yaga.
All right.
The old-fashioned way.
Okay. The old-fashioned way would be offering because
this is true.
Child sacrifice.
This is true.
Yep. Okay.
And it wasn't plan A. It was plan B.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
All right. So you go to the circle getting, well, I'm assuming getting the required materials. Yeah. Fade in, fade out, you're there.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Are you going to say anything before you complete the ritual?
1, 2, 3, break.
Okay. All right.
This is a bad idea.
Did you have a better one?
No, but this is still a bad idea.
Okay. You start doing the summoning ritual, start saying the chants, circling around the various Russian spices. And for the first, 20 minutes, nothing happens. You hear an odd wolf call. You hear cats rubbing around behind Billy. Stuff like that. And all of a sudden, your vision starts to get blurry. Everyone. And all of a sudden, Daniel, what's your character's name?
Ricky.
You start hearing your engine revving.
Oh, hell no. No! Don't mess with Betsy.
Yeah. How far away are you from Betsy?
Oh, I'm assuming
she's probably the headlights are shining in right up the field.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, your vision starts to get blurry. You try to stand up and just instantly fall down. But as you start falling, you actually see your car suddenly start getting blurry.
Betsy!
And all of a sudden, you all pass out.
Betsy.
And you wake up in an empty field of purple and green grass.
Oh, man.
Right next to you is your car, Betsy.
Oh, hey! I hug the car.
You take a quick look around, and this isn't the same forest you were in before.
Well, it's purple.
Yeah. Yeah. But also the trees themselves look not sickly, but just, well, best description is scary as hell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing I can say is at least there's not a hut with chicken legs anywhere near us.
Well, soon we'll be. You just gotta find me.
Oh, come on.
Take your time. More people will die the longer you wait.
All right, so let's all get in the car.
Just follow the clear path. There's no clear path.
I still vote we get in the car. Just because...
Love the Impala, by the way. What type of car do you have, sir?
Mustang.
Yeah,
love the Mustang, by the way.
Oh, good. At least, see, now this is Baba Yaga.
Don't get it destroyed along the way.
Don't destroy it along the way. I thought you liked the car. Who says she loves the Mustang? See, now this is your fault somehow. This is, I'm blaming to you. Anything happens to Betsy, I'm
you actually hear a...
As you look up, this massive burst starts floating by. Get in the car.
Yeah, get in the car. Yeah. I'm already in the car. Okay. The hell are you two getting in?
And you're... And you see an egg just go on the ground and burst right next to the car.
Oh, hell no.
It opens up and there's an old egg yolk. And inside it seems to be like a fetus of a bird that slowly starts to grow.
Here it is. Fucking Russian folklore, man.
Jeez, man, we are toasted. We are toasted brightly. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're driving off towards the field. In the field,
give me a tracking.
Oh yeah, I got tracking. I'm gonna try to figure out where to go.
Yeah, point me in a direction. I'll get us there.
Yeah,
that's actually. Can I have the D10? D12.
Mm-hmm. The one that doesn't suck.
Both of them out there. Wow, 16.
Yep. You see a not very clear at all path, but with your 16, you're able to see it. There's a direction you can go. Through the trees, through with the car. It should fit the car.
I point.
It'll fit.
Right. As we're, as you're pushing through, all you give me perception rolls as you're driving through the area.
All right. Perception. Let's see. Alertness perception or intelligence perception?
Alertness perception.
All right.
9. 12.
12?
10.
14.
All right. 12 and 14. As you start look up at the trees and you see red flashing eyes. And then all of a sudden you feel like, for a brief second, someone like tried to turn the wheel on you.
No. Nobody drives Betsy but me.
All right. And as you pass by, you see what looks like the best description is a goblin. Just looking at you, sizing you guys up as you just quickly drive by. And you quickly drive by with no problems and see the same exact goblin every few feet just staring at you.
I kind of just lean over and it's like, maybe you should stop and let him in.
Maybe you should stop and let... No! Mm-hmm. I'm not letting... I already had one on the roof.
Give me another perception test, quickly.
8.
No.
4.
You hit a pothole. A big one.
How about I actually roll my driving
dice? Okay. That's probably a good idea.
All four of them.
Before you go, give me a lore.
Nine.
What you're seeing before you is an eco. It's a male goblin known to cause misery and misfortune. It's basically a goblin of bad luck.
Okay.
Like small things like potholes, or a big thing like a piano falling on top of you.
I look up.
That'd be weird. No. You hear a rah! No, I'm kidding.
do I know anything about how to avoid the goblin of bad luck?
You do know like a hand-waving ritual that I just made up, honestly. Okay.
That we're hand-waving
okay.
away, perhaps?
Yes, yeah. And you're able to do it, and basically you see it just kind of go, nah, and just start hopping away. All right. Eventually you see a bridge in front of you. You cross it. And a bridge in front of you right below is just flowing water passing underneath.
I floor it.
Okay. You floor it, no issue. And as you floor the bridge, at the end of the bridge is this massive creature, horned creature, one eye, one massive horn, six arms, six legs, standing up in front of you. All right. Strength rolls, people. Give me 2 d12s, please.
Where did the other d12 go?
I just rolled this twice. Actually, no, it's super strong. Give me another d6 as well. Thank you.
So I'm basically rolling my driving.
Yes.
So I've got base drive 12, another d6 for born behind the wheel, d8 for the car strength, and another, what's the other one? I think it was and d6 for my jump.
It rolled a 17.
Okay, so I'm rolling my...
Okay.
I rolled a 16, 19.
Very nice. It's you stop for a brief second as you're both fighting against each other. And all of a sudden it just goes, and you run it over. You turn around expecting broken bones, but it just stands up angry and chases after you.
I give a shot at the bird as I'm driving.
Russian lore is just fantastic.
And I plan to run as much of it over as I can. How'd you learn something? I mostly drove over it.
Eventually, after all those creatures, you eventually go to another plane, and you see before your house, on top of which are two giant chicken feet.
Run it over.
No. Please do.
I know better than to friggin' run, yeah. Try and take on Baba Yaga's house. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good your car is.
Yep.
She was a fourth generation vampire in World of Darkness.
Seriously?
Yeah, she was the fourth generation.
Seriously.
She wasn't an antediluvian. She was the antediluvian that ran away from the Neferatu?
Mm-hmm.
The Neferatu one.
Nosferatu.
No, Nosferatu, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's the fourth generation. The rest of the Nosferatu, the third generation, his goal was to kill all the Nosferatu, and she was the only one that escaped. And that's why the Nosferatu actually work together, because they're terrified of the antediluvian hunting them down and killing them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You're welcome.
What do you do?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
back at the ranch, there is a giant house with chicken legs on the top.
Come to a stop. All right, Baba Yaga taxi service. I guess we made about as far as I'm taking all you.
I just realized something bad. How are we supposed to negotiate with Baba Yaga when we can't even negotiate our way to get extra pie from the this is a bad idea, I said, to get out of the car.
I didn't negotiate this way, just took it, man.
Yeah. I'm just going to punch her in the throat.
No one's punching anybody. Oh, my God.
What do you do?
I get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk toward the house.
Baby back ribs.
And it eats you.
And I knock on the door.
It's on giant chicken legs.
Well, I walk up to it.
Okay.
Does it not have stairs?
It doesn't have stairs.
No, it's just up there.
It's just up there.
Okay.
Give it a couple honks.
Yes!
Can we come in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not ready. Give me a second. Anytime now. One sec. Just want to pretty up the place for you people. I don't get visitors very often. The door's open, and you see actually the chicken feet seem to sink into the ground. And in front of you is an open door. Complete black inside. I'm assuming the headlights were on.
Yeah, the headlights were on.
And the headlights go straight in. Straight darkness.
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Rita?
Okay.
Ladies first.
I walk in.
Okay. You walk straight in, and you see the darkness is sort of like a barrier. As soon as you step in, you go into a very nice-looking, like, old-style home. You know, there's a hearth in the corner, streets, beautiful tables, everything nice and clean. And you hear from the back street where you assume is like a small kitchen area. It's like, I'll be where you said, please have a seat. Now.
I sit.
Yes, sitting.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all sitting.
Making okay. with the sitting.
Okay. And after a few minutes, like, are you going to say anything before? Like, you hear stuff being prepared in the kitchen.
Nope. It's a lovely home.
Thank you.
I think she's got pie.
Don't eat the pie.
What if it's like apple pie?
It's not going to be apple.
Okay.
After a few minutes, you see her actually coming out. Baba Yaga is a relatively short woman, in like traditional peasant woman garb, like the headscarf and like the clothing and stuff. Like, I don't know how to describe that. Anyway, but
she's a babushka.
Yeah, looks like the traditional version of the witch, bluish skin, long nose, the whole shebang. And out she comes with a plate. Just grab me more stuff. Just give me a second and push it in front of you. Looks like delicious meat. She brings out more food, like soups. Breads. Please, eat!
I mutter, is there anything about eating here that we should know about?
As far as you know, there might be nothing. You have no idea. Because, like I said, it's... The thing about Baba Yaga's legends is they're not consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
She's sort of... I'm not saying she's a goddess of chaos, but, like, she just does her own thing. So it could be... One day she could try to poison you. Other days she will give you a full course meal that is absolutely fantastic.
I'm just worried that it's children.
Delicious children.
You have no idea, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Do any of you have, like, medicine, actually?
Yeah, sure. Do, yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to use my medicine.
So it's intelligence plus medicine, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens. Six, not good enough for anything. Yeah.
Six, you can't tell.
Looks
exactly.
I pick up a soup and take a slurp.
It's all right. A little spicy.
It's a little spicy.
No.
Yeah, I was like, no, you know, I did kind of like work up a hunger.
Mm-hmm. Eat up.
Okay.
Thanks up, Bob, ma'am.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
Good, good. Fatten up. Sorry, old joke. You're not laughing.
The food was so good. You know.
Well, you aren't eating. What's your character? Rita?
Rita.
Rita, you're not eating.
No, I am.
Oh, yeah? So...
We were hoping perhaps you could assist us, and we could assist you about stopping
Peklink.
Peklink. I haven't heard of him in a while. Man, I thought he was asleep. But he's awake, you say?
Yeah, he's actually awake, and he's planning to destroy an entire city. It's his thing.
Well, no, he wouldn't go for city. He tends to go for towns. They're much easier to deal with in most cases. He did destroy a city once. He said it was too much of a hassle. So many children died that day.
Yeah, we're really not... We're trying to stop that from happening, and...
Oh? Are you sure? Why would you want to stop that from happening? Even if the town deserved it?
Well, you've dealt with gods.
Such little things.
Exactly.
Godlings, always thinking.
They're so black and white, so...
Yeah, I don't know. It's strange. The older they are, the more... Like Peklank, you know, he is 100% himself. I remember when he was just born, and he had some leeway. He was still deciding who he was. He got older, and he's so set in his ways. Me, you know, I can change with the wind. Some gods just can't handle that.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that's the problem. He's viewing everyone in the city as Peklank.
Well, they kind of are. They kind of deserve it.
Listen. My people were put in the internment camps during World War II. I'm sure you're aware of that. I have no love for some of the people here and that hatred that they spew. But, you know, unlike gods, unlike the old gods, people can find who they really are. They can change like the wind.
And their sins are forgotten?
No. Sins cannot be forgotten, but they can at least maybe been forgiven.
Really? You would forgive it?
My grandfather lost his entire business because we were Japanese American. He sat in the camp for a year, angry. And did he forget that everything he worked for was taken away from him? Because people that we weren't even part of bombed a country we lived in? Yeah, he's never going to forget that. But at least he just accepted it as what happened, forgave them, and worked to make something better. And I'm not saying that everybody in this town is going to do that, but there's children that can. The people who weren't involved in this murder could just be ignorant, could be just still trying to find themselves.
You don't see like I do. Here. And she says, let me show you.
Can she point into our soup bowls and we see an image?
Yes.
Awesome.
And you can't turn away no matter how much you try. In front of you is an image of the family, the immigrant family, a husband and wife who left the Soviet Union years ago when it was first forming because they saw what it was turning into. Went to America literally for the American dream. And they lived in that small town for decades with friends, people they made friends with. They grew, had children. Then the Red Scare happened. And the more militant factions, the group started screaming that they're spies, that they're everything. Then one night, a group of those harsher militants went to their home. I'm not going to describe it, but you all see what happened in that home. You see where the bodies were buried. And you also see the worst part, the silence. The sheriff, the deputy, everyone in the town knew those people existed, but now they pretended they never did. It's a town shame.
I kind of just rubbed my head. It's like, of course we never figured that out.
Yeah.
There's two bodies missing, not four. Not four.
Mm-hmm. And then the vision returns. Well, you give me Constitution check. Because you just saw the violent murder of four innocent people.
Resistance.
I mean resistance, sorry. The violent murder of two innocent people. Difficulty 11. 8. Role play.
You said 11?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh. Oh, you might be fine.
10. 18.
All right. How would you react? Mm-hmm. You didn't pass, right?
Yeah.
How do you react?
No, I'm just like he kind of like stares and like just.
There's suddenly a bucket right next to you.
Yep, just pukes into the bucket.
Okay. See, that's a proper reaction right there. You can tell me. Look at me. Look at me. Can you forgive that?
Okay. I'm just a human. But I've just about had enough of this.
Oh.
This isn't Russia. This isn't the Soviet Union. I'm going to have a Dean moment. This is America, damn it. And guess what? It's not my opinion if these people should die or go to jail. It is a jury. So what I want to do is put them all in front of a jury of their peers to judge and send them off or not. It's not perfect. I know I've been on the kicking end of that, but you know what? That's what America is. That's what we all decided as a people. And I'm going to be honest, the soup, a little cold, a little cold.
Really? Really? A little cold.
That's a little.
Oh, I should really heat it up. I'll heat it up for you. Keep talking. I'm listening.
And it's that goal of people being judged by a jury rather than by one executioner. That's why that family came here. That's why that family left their homeland and made a new home.
I'm just gonna let that fly because those are awesome speeches.
Also,
now roll. No.
Five. You would have been good with the.
Point. Different country. Technically. I mean, I have power here. I have a lot of power here, surprisingly. There's this thing called pop culture. I'm becoming a part of it. A lot of strong power there. But you have a point. You know what? We'll talk. Have some more bukavac. She's staring at the meat that you're all eating.
I know what bukavac means?
The creature at the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I eat the creature at the bridge.
I'm all like, oh, hell yeah, this is roadkill. We had that. All right. All right. So you know what? It's better to eat than the possum. I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Here's what you need. You need the three things. You need a knife formed from the bones of an innocent, bathed in the blood of the guilty. I can give you one guess which type of guilty person you need. Surround it with the blossom of a fern blossom.
The blossom of a...
Fern blossom.
Okay.
Fern blossom.
Fern.
Yes.
Okay, like F-E-R-N.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a specific type of plant. Common in Russia. But you're not sure it to be in the United States.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we know what to do.
Yes.
How do we get out of here?
Well, you drove here, didn't you?
Anywhere I can drive to, I can drive back from.
I guess we'll be leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic time.
Yes.
We'll do it again sometime.
Really? Good! Rain check next year, same place. Come.
Okay.
Write that down.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're leaving. We're gonna leave before there's like a musical montage of those like dolls and whiffing dolls.
And also here.
Right, driving, we're gone.
And you drive back, still a goblin of misfortune, still the beck of luck, trying to stop you. But eventually you're gonna power through it, literally.
Okay.
Into an empty field.
Is it
Wait,
normal?
Actually, as you were driving along, did I say anything that might be the fern blossoms?
Actually. Yes, you do.
Reach out of the car. Grab
all right.
It.
All right, yeah, I'm just to let that happen. Yeah, you grab some fern blossom out of nowhere. Yep.
All right. And when we get back to the field, we're actually driving to where they hit, because you said we saw where they buried the bodies.
Yes.
And we're going to actually get a bone from the graves.
Wait, did you escape from the other world yet? Or
no. I thought we got to the field.
Yeah.
So first time we got here because we was asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we... Anybody else feel like a nap?
Jump cut to us just landed for 4 hours. I can't sleep.
Can't sleep. Baba Yaga will eat me. Can't sleep. Baba Yaga will eat me.
Can't sleep. Baba Yaga will eat me.
Are you actually all restless and can't sleep?
Most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're in fucking Baba Yaga's backyard.
With giant birds that drop eggs that immediately grow into more birds.
Yep. After some time, you see, actually hear Baba Yaga's voice. It's like, what's taking you so long?
We can't sleep. This is really weird.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have thought of that. Oh, singer. And a house with chicken legs comes out of nowhere. Doors open up. Here, have some of this. Gives you each three bags.
What's in the bags?
Something fleshy. Have a bite. And there's a prize.
What's the prize?
Oh, you'll snow. Otherwise, you can just stay awake forever here.
Oh, duh. I take a bite.
Yep.
It is delicious, delicious. You don't want to know what it is. All right? But immediately, you guys start feeling woozy again. And then pass out.
What is it? I did want to know.
And wake up in a normal field with green grass.
All right. So... so we're back, and so now we gotta.
All of you also feel something in your mouth now. You spit it out. It's rotten meat with what looks like caterpillars and like centipedes coming out of it.
If you'll excuse me.
Yeah.
Pay the price. Same time next year, right? Yeah. We'll talk and discuss it then.
Okay.
I have some jobs for you.
Okay. All right.
This is why communism is bad. I'm telling you.
All right, so we're going to go to the gravesite.
Yeah. It's actually a different part of the woods. And you see, now that you can actually see it, with your tracking skill, I'm going to say you see, obviously, where something was buried. You dig it up, and there are four bodies. Now, kind of decomposed. And honestly, for bones of the innocent, any of them will do.
Yeah, I'm taking the best one for the best blade.
Okay.
That would be the smallest and most innocent child.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That's not even Baba Yaga. That's just the GM. All
right, so we need someone who's guilty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's Dustin.
Well, but we don't know where Dustin is.
You do know where one is, though.
We know where the sheriff is.
We also know where Punch Throat hubby is.
You do know the guiltier the better. The sheriff only hid the crime.
Which I feel like is pretty damn bad.
Oh, it's still pretty bad.
What about the person... Okay, was the person one of the people that... No, we know where a body is. We're going to the morgue.
Hmm?
Like they found the body, right?
Yes.
They did? Yeah, we've got Emmeline and Evan.
So let's bathe in the blood of Evelyn. I mean, they're the first killed, so they're pretty damn guilty. Because
that is
progressively
true.
Worse. So, yeah, we're just going to go to the morgue.
All right. You're at the police station. Actually, no, that wouldn't be a police station, a small town. It's a different area, but you have to, in front door of the hospital. Small town hospital with, like, a morgue.
Cool, walking in.
Yep. There's actually an older gentleman, a doctor, someone next to him, obviously probably an older nurse. He's like, can I help you?
Absolutely. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Fantastic. We're here, and shit, we didn't get the couple that were killed named. We didn't get their name, did we?
But yes. People that were killed? Yeah. It was Adeline, Gallant, and Evan. Oh, wait, no, the Russian people. Family?
Yeah, the Russian family. One sec. The man's name was Maximilian Anatoly, and the wife's name was Diana.
Hi, we're private investigators hired by the Anatoly family.
What?
The Anatoly family. They used to be here about a year ago.
Yeah, what?
With the least Russian name ever.
They changed it. A lot of Russian people did that. Yeah.
They had changed it to Italian?
Exactly.
I got it from Russian to fascist? I've got a Russian name generator. That's what I gave. Spit me out, all right? Whatever. He's like, Anatoly, oof. Those are names I haven't heard in a while. Heard they left or something.
Oh, no. We found their bodies.
What?
Yeah, we found their bodies. And there's only two people here?
Yes.
Pulling out my gun, and I'm aiming it. Get against the wall. Get against the wall.
Hey.
No, I don't want to hear you people. You disgusting, disgusting, murdering people.
I heard they left. I swear to God.
Why are you still talking? Just turn around. We got business to do here. Tie them up.
Okay. You do so. They're a doctor and a nurse.
Great. Where's the body of Eleanor?
Adeline.
over there in a corner. Listen, I didn't know anything about.
Open up the and stab the into Adeline's body.
Yep.
And just let soap pull it out. Is it bloody?
It's bloody.
That's all we needed.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
What? But
just duck these people.
And yeah, on the way back, I smack one of them from the.
Oh.
Doofus.
Nerd. Maybe a character.
Nerd.
And then we're going to a field. We're planting those blossoms. And what are we doing?
You're supposed to wrap the blossoms around the blade.
Wrap the blossoms around the blade.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we got a funky knife.
Okay. Now we have to find the person. We have to stab who with this?
Everybody.
Peg leg.
How do we find Peg leg?
The whole town.
God of the underworld.
Mines. So we dig.
Oh, mines.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right, we got those silver mines. Oh, empty silver mines.
Told you.
Werewolves.
Yeah, we're driving to the we're going there. Mm-hmm. Anybody has melee?
Nope. Well, yeah. But knife and monkey wrench.
I give you the blade because I have nothing in melee unless we want to tie them to my fist.
Uh-huh.
What? Nope. Awesome. Get to stab someone.
Cool, and I'm getting my gun, and we're going to.
Mm-hmm. All right. In front of you is one of the entrances to the silver mine. In a large, wide clearing without any, strangely enough, no grass or anything anywhere, even though the area looks kind of rich.
All right, so I drive the car right up to the entrance, turn on the headlamps, just get as much light as we can in there.
It goes quite a ways, but it's deep mud.
Yeah, no, exactly. Okay. It's like, and then just grab a couple of flashlights, hand them out. All right, so we're going into a deep, dark cave to stab an elder god. That's how I wanted to spend my Wednesday.
Absolutely, and let's not forget that we have a date with Baba Yaga in a year, so this is really becoming a great afternoon.
Yeah, this is a great little town. I think once we're done with this, we should just let everybody know how wonderful this place is, and just tourism board's gonna love us.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to stabbing, boys.
Let's get to stabbing.
I don't want
to
hear it. Combat paralysis woman.
All right.
Yep, we're walking. We're just walking in.
Okay. As you start walking, in, give me perception tests.
Alertness, perception, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All
right.
Would investigation help?
Nope.
I need my ID.
The D12's got stolen 13. Over there.
Mm-hmm. 13?
Good.
13.
12.
Okay.
9.
What's your character's name again? Sorry.
Ricky.
You start hearing someone trying to be sneaky approaching you guys.
Hey guys, hold up. Something's going up ahead. I basically, flick the flashlight in the direction where I think the sounds are coming from.
Right in front of you, now spotted, is a man you assume used to be Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously now a werewolf, during the day, rushing at you.
Oh, hey, look, we made a friend.
Run it, roll initiative.
Yeah.
That one
a
sec.
6 to 10. 7.
Right.
Hmm?
17.
Wow.
But I need a D4 to see how many rounds I'm paralyzed for.
All right.
24.
Only one.
Yay. 24.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Have 12 plus 12
true.
Plus 4.
Yeah,
I,
true.
Jesus
minus
Christ. All right, so it's Billy. Then, surprisingly,
Rita.
Then the werewolf. Then Bobby.
Then the muscle.
Then the muscle.
This is going so well.
All right.
I'm shooting
it. Random question. Did you bring silver?
I would have thought we
would
have.
Yeah, okay, just making sure.
But I understand if you want to say we didn't say it. But
well, you know you might be facing
we
a werewolf.
We might be facing werewolves, so I'm guessing we probably took the silver out of the trunk. Yeah.
Yep, okay. I'm going
do you
to...
have silver bullets, then, is a question.
Well, yeah. Okay. My character, unless I could put silver on my fists, it's going to be a bullet.
Silver knuckles.
Oh, shit, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I should have silver knuckles. Life sucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my pistol...
Nobody expected commie werewolves. Except us, actually, who mentioned commie werewolves before this game even started.
I know. Okay, so agility plus guns.
Yep.
And then do I also put my shooty shoot? Or is that my gun?
Shooty shoot?
The damage of the pistol?
I think the damage is all rolled in.
Okay, yeah. So then my damage for a gun, my pistol is D6.
No, then you add a D6 then to your roll. And defends with
this. Ouch.
Yeah, that D12 sucks.
Not there. 14.
I rolled a 10. You cause it 4 damage, and you just blast it in the shoulder. You're under, Rita, you're under combat paralysis, so you're not doing anything except being scared. Who is in front?
That was probably me.
The muscle. Good. Yeah. He's going to try to claw at you.
Of course he is.
Yep.
That's
unarmed.
Can cursed werewolves spread lycanthropy?
I'm going to say no for this case.
Okay.
We're going to say no for this case, people. Thank you.
D10. Give me a D10, please.
No. So you're just going to
use it against us. No.
Yep. What'd you roll? 16.
What am I rolling? Dex plus athletics, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes. 16? Yeah, I can't beat that even if, no matter what.
But
I
you still need to roll
7. Might as well roll 7, yeah. So.
7? So that's, he does, he basically, he racks you across the chest, causing 9 damage.
Yeah, I'm down to 1.
Okay.
From all the beating earlier.
Yeah, so basically, he smacks you against the wall, you're kind of woozy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's me.
Your turn.
I bleed. I'm going to roll my bleeding.
Okay.
I bleed a lot. I'm technically still, like, able to fight.
Yeah.
So
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, so yeah, I'm assuming I have a silver knife of some kind.
Yes.
Because of reasons. So I'm going to go ahead and do melee. So that's a D10 plus this is strength based to melee.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is the D12 that doesn't suck?
This one sucks mildly less.
Mildly less. All right. And then a knife is normally a D2. So
and it's a silver knife, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't get his toughness bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, roll thing. Okay, anyway. 15 plus...
Thank you for not sucking, D12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for ones. I'm just going to roll in whatever, odds are ones, evens or twos. Okay, so that's a grand total of 17.
You rolled a 10, so you cause its 8 damage as where do you hit it?
Nards. Opens both ears, right?
Nards. Right in
Wow,
Nards.
I haven't heard that since elementary school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wherever's closest, really. I wasn't aiming for anything in specific, so.
Okay, yeah.
Chest.
Yeah, you just hit his chest. It wails out in pain.
What?
Okay.
No, begin, even.
Beginning of the round.
Somebody kill it before it finishes me off.
I'm using my...
Difficulty 11 because he's too close to... If you're going to shoot, difficulty 11.
Oh, yeah, no, I've already made that.
Try not to shoot me.
Okay.
Wait, I'm just looking for my D8.
I appreciate not getting shot.
There's a D8.
Right there.
Sixteen.
How do you kill it?
Werewolf brains.
He hits it in the nards. It keels over, and then I just it keels over right into like my pistol, and I just shoot it right in the throat, and up.
Okay.
I have a throat thing apparently.
Okay.
And then I push it to a side.
He's dead.
There we go, and I holster my gun, and then we keep on going down.
Mm-hmm.
So the damage that the ghost did to me originally, was it just straight up like lethal damage, or was it supposed to be like, because damage works weird in this game.
Is it, was stun it stun damage? Or
I think it was stun damage.
Yeah, stun damage.
So
probably.
Stun damage, and how long has it been since then?
I'm going to say it's not been long enough.
Okay, yeah, it heals. So stun I'm guessing the stun damage I would have been okay with. This was straight up wound damage.
Oh, it's wound damage.
Okay, and how much did I take? I'm sorry, again, was it 9?
Nine.
Okay, so I'm down to 11 instead of 1. Okay, that's slightly better.
Right, I'm actually going to use first aid on you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first aid I checked, all it does is, if I'm already dying, it stops me from bleeding out. The healing is, there is no healing. Yeah. That's what I asked for the book earlier. There's no healing in this game.
Makes sense. The
game basically assumes that unless things go really bad, all damage you're taking is stun and or shock. As soon as damage starts going into proper wounds, the only way to heal is time or magic.
Okay.
I use my magic on you then.
All right.
Witch! All right.
That was my first character idea. It's like, I'm going to be Samantha Stevens. I am a housewife who knows magic.
All
right.
That's Genie.
Oh, Genie would be an interesting fight in a supernatural game.
We're walking down.
Okay.
And we're walking.
You're walking. And eventually the chamber itself seems to change around you. It gets bigger and bigger. And you see noticing bright lights, which you realize are gems. And surrounding the gems.
Why does a silver mine have gems in it?
Silver gems.
God of the underworld, god of justice, also god of
pretty gems. Shiny things.
Gems, because it's part of the underworld. But actually, you also see, strangely enough, these small dwarf-like creatures hitting the walls for those gems.
Are they singing hi-ho?
They're not. But they look very different from the traditional dwarf, because they're actually called Karzaleks, which are sort of like Russian dwarves. So kind of stockier, kind of more Russian. Much more Russian.
More drunk.
And so, and in the center, right at the other end, not center, far end is like a, what the only thing it describes is a throne made of like dark rock. And on top of it is this, sitting down is this guy in a dark cloak, massive black beard, eyes all black staring at you.
So, what are you doing in my home?
You do also notice something else, though. Mm-hmm. Remember the guy you punched in the throat? Mm-hmm. He is also there. Also, he looks very different. He looks sickly. You see bite marks all over his body. And then you see him go to his arm, bite down, start munching on it.
Oh, hey, that's another way that he curses people.
Yeah.
Mm. No. So, which one of you wants to
tell him? He's also, the guy who's biting himself, he's also kind of crying.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, considering the circumstances.
I'm walking forward then, as you guys figure it out, since I have the, and I have some talk. No, you have talk now.
Yes, I have talk now.
Go ahead.
Okay. I can do the talking. Yeah, because
the best time I'm just like, hey, we're here to stab you.
is the guy who's biting himself near the dude, or is he? Okay, we're walking up to the people.
Okay.
Do we have? I've muttered to you guys. Do we have a plan here?
Not really.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Face stabbing.
Well, yes. How do we get that close?
He assumes I can't.
He just stares at you, waiting.
I had the brains of this group. tell you that much right now.
I am Bobby. Bobby Sato. And I want to talk to you about what you're doing, about justice, if that's okay.
Do you have a moment to talk about a Lord and Savior?
The thing here is, I am a firm believer in law and order, and you're a firm believer in justice. And I'm guessing that means that sometimes we don't see eye to eye, because justice is not always law and order, and law and order is not always justice. That's what we don't like about it. But I'm here today to pretty much explain to you why that, I point towards the guy eating himself. Shit, I'm just gonna... It's not the American way.
Going back to that well.
Not the American way.
Absolutely. You see...
Did you not know of his crimes?
He and this entire town hid a murder of four innocent people.
He did not hide a murder.
He took part.
No, you guys saw he was one of the people
that killed. Oh, I know. He took part in the murder. Yeah. Oh, I know. But you see, that's where you and me differ. Right now, you're making him eat each other, himself.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, would rather go about his punishment another way.
Mm-hmm.
More public. Have him go to jail. You see, that's what you might not understand about him.
I have seen your jails. That is not justice. That is comedy.
When we have a trial in America, it is not for the perpetrators. It is for the entire society. By seeing him live his life in comedy, it makes us want to be better. By him eating himself alone in the dark with the people of this town dying suddenly and randomly, we don't learn a lesson. We don't learn anything from this. And that is a great injustice to our society. You see,
isn't that selfish? Isn't the punishment for the victim? Instead, you say it's for the society.
But that's what you're not understanding about America. We all came to America. My ancestors,
Your ancestors. What would your ancestors say to you being in an internment camp? Hidden away. Where is the law and order there?
You're speaking to the choir here, but the fact remains, we came to America in hopes of... We gave up our individual selfishnesses.
because we said, yes, we're not going to always make the right decisions as a society, but as a society, we're always going to try to aim for that. Where now, we might hit the mark, but I'm just talking, by the way, and you guys can get close.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm always like, not America. Yeah. America.
America.
Our society is all about saying, yes, it is not perfect, but we want to work together. Oh, God, why did...
that was your idea.
I know. Holding up the knife. Like...
No, I understand. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right, but I have no melee.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no covert, so I'm just strolling straight up agility here.
That's... Difficulty 11.
Yeah, that's not happening.
For an old god.
I have no points left, so okay. Nothing.
So nothing?
Let's assume I rolled a 6, just because. This means nothing. It is sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah, I've got 7.
And the problem is we're trying to sneak, so sound and fury is bad.
Okay. You do step forward. You remember doing that. You don't remember your feet suddenly being stuck in the floor. Suddenly it was mud. Suddenly it was quicksand. Now it's solid rock again.
Do not move without permission. I'm having a discussion about justice and law and order.
Excellent. Do you want to be impolite?
No, I don't mean to be impolite.
He's staring straight at you.
Yeah, no, like I'm looking at him. I don't mean to be impolite in any way, shape, or form. I'm just here really to like, and I throw my knife at him. I throw the knife at him, basically.
All right. That's, give me a roll.
That's all I got.
Can I give you a point for balls?
Here's a point for balls.
He's an old god.
So. Yay. So wait. Oh. Then, this is agility, unfortunately, instead of swearing. And then I'm rolling my die for a D2. How much does the knife give me?
Was it 4? Or 2 for the knife?
Normally 2, yeah.
2, I think it's 2 for the knife.
But this is like specific knife for him.
4 then. Double.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, alright, so let me, do you have another?
Do you know that 4?
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. Alright, so this one will be the D2 that I just added by spending that point that I just got. So let me roll these first. Okay, so that's 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, not going to be good. And that's even, so that's 2. So 10.
He rolled a 12.
Yeah.
He stops it in midair. He sniffs it. You actually see around the skin it burns a little.
This smells of Baba Yaga's work.
I was going to say, Baba Yaga sends her, her regards. Help. Okay.
You actually take the piece of the knife and stab it into the guy eating himself. And the guy barely notices.
That was rude. We were having a pleasant discussion, and you tried to hurt me.
Maximilia and Diana. Mm-hmm. Anatoly.
Yes.
Anatoly. They came to this country because they thought they could make it better.
Did they? Let us ask them.
Suddenly there's 4 spirits in the room.
Do you want justice or do you want law and order? Ghosts being ghosts, murder, death, kill is all you can hear
from them. No, I'm sorry. That's not the question we were supposed to ask.
Oh?
We were supposed to ask is, why did you come to America? Why didn't you stay in Soviet Russia?
To be safe, says the spirit.
Did you want to make it better? Did you want something better for your children and for society and for the town that you lived in?
For my children.
For your children. Okay. I'm like, listen. I am not saying that these people deserve pity. But our society is built on learning from the mistakes of others. These people will pay. I swear to you on that.
You swear to me? You swear to me that they will see justice? You swear to me?
They will see American justice. And if our American justice is not good enough, then I will make sure there's justice.
You promise that for me. The price will be on your blood and your friends.
Yeah, I did try to stop.
There are 10 people that were witnessing of that murder. Hmm. 3 of them are gone.
4 now, he says, pointing at.
6 of those people will go to trial.
And if they are found not guilty, will you find them for me?
And you actually can feel the weight of those words. It's like a geese. You promise this. It's got to happen.
Well, I'll get you guys and just say, well, we lost our weapon.
So. Yeah, and I'm like, yep. Dude, I tried to stab him. Best idea at this point.
Yeah. If those remaining six do not go to our prison, I will get justice for you. Those six remaining people. I will also make sure to ruin the career, ruin the life of that sheriff and deputy.
I could care less if their lives are ruined. The only real punishment is death. But for you, the six shall suffice.
Deal.
And if you do not complete it, if you die in the process, this town drowns.
Okay.
Then it shall be done. And you feel your feet popping out of the stone.
Yay.
And you feel a push pushing you back out of the...
Yeah, no, I don't persist on that.
Okay.
Sorry about trying to stab you, by the way. But you
feel a heavy weight upon your heart. You know that this needs to be done. You can't stop it from happening at all at this point. You have to try at some point.
I already know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And as you start to leave, as soon as you leave, you see the cave mouth seems to close. It's not like it rubble falls. Like, it's just like it was never there in the first place.
All right. This is going to suck for me. Let's go visit the sheriff.
Man, I just tried to stab an elder god and I'm still alive. That's, as far as I know, this is a win.
Yep.
Plus, in his defense, I was all for it. Just let all burn.
We're going to see the sheriff then.
Okay. You take the car and go see the sheriff.
Yep.
All right. What was his name?
The sheriff was Trevor. Trevor, High.
Yes. Can I help you?
Yeah, we're in the sheriff's house. And the deputy's there?
Yeah. Dobson.
I'm actually, before we go in, I'm just tossing you a gun. I'm like, keep it on the deputy. We're walking in. We're done. We're done with this. I'm walking in. I'm like, hi, officer. I just wanted.
Probably look. I mean, I still got like bloody claw marks. So it's like we look like. And plus, I'm a strength 12 brew like greaser. Yeah. Like I look like I mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
can I help? And I just put my gun.
Hey, son, you don't know what you're doing.
We are private investigators for the Anatoly family. We found their grave sites. We have written confessions from, and I give the guy that stabbed himself, in a suicide note, naming you as the perpetrator of the entire thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, here's the bullshit thing I know about it. He's lying, I'm sure. I have six names. You're making six arrests, and you're going to become famous for finding these people, and it's going to make you a big old sheriff in the state. That's the deal. You are arresting six of these people, and you are making sure they go to jail.
If they don't go to jail, you will never be anything more than a pitiful small-town sheriff. I promise.
And then we'll be leaking the evidence. That's that suicide note that names you, and that ends your career. So you can either build your career now, or we can send it off.
I think we can make a deal, ladies and gentlemen. And he smiles.
I feel like this guy's going to be like the future governor of like Montana.
Yeah, you put him up. This is your idea.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's the best I had. I mean,
all right. And we'll skip ahead. A couple of months, there was a trial. Then basically, it's all over the news how like the whole town seemed to let his family like disappear. And it's pretty hard, but like decades from now, they're going to talk about this incident, but like how time and violence can really happen, subtle ways, etc.
And how Sheriff Tyler never gave up.
It was a heroic story. He's like pushing and pushing. But in the end, there were two that didn't get justice. A man and a woman. Both of them with families. And both of them got away. One from insanity. One from because innocent bystander. She claimed she was in the car the entire time. They got away from justice.
Oops.
Are you going to let it go? Or?
I don't think he's got a choice.
You don't have a choice in the matter.
I tell these guys as we're like standing outside, as we're hearing like the verdict be read, and you know some people are hugging each other, and I'm just kind of in the back in like a bad suit. Mm-hmm. You're all in a suit. You're in a suit dress. I look at you guys and say, "This is my thing. You guys don't have to be part of it." So
we're a team.
Yeah, we don't have to be part of it. We're gonna be.
Okay. And you drive off in the dark into the road. You're planning ahead the murder of two, well, not innocent,
but they're two. Innocent,
yeah. But we know that they killed those.
The
people.
Murder of two people.
Yep. Million. Kill two to save many.
Yeah. Sucks. And that's where we end it.
Well. You know what? We tried with, like,
like I said, I tried to stab him with the gun.
No, that knives. Worked. That was beautiful. Yep. But it got to the point where he had the weapon, and we're like, well, fuck, let's negotiate.
Plus, you also have to deal with Baba Yaga.
Wow. I know. We came out not on top of this thing.
Nope.
But it was fun.
I had a good time. No, okay. I got to debate a god, and that's always fun. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to be, like, murderers. We're like the Manson family. Great.
We did it for a good cause.
Though. We did it for a good cause to save everybody in that town. Oh, and let's not forget the shitty sheriff is now like a governor.
Oh, yeah.
He's becoming like the governor of like Idaho.
Oh, yeah. Years down the line, he's going to be, some people are saying, presidential candidate.
It's Boehner. No.
Sheriff Boehner.
Oh, sheriff Boehner.
Right. So take us out, Jesus.
All right. You all seem so happy about this ending. But anyway. All right, guys. If you like what you listen to, you might like what you read. We have the Fandit blog where we currently are now again writing articles.
Woo!
Yep. Hopefully that continues for on. We have the Fandit Games currently has Horatio's Story, a game made by our friend Billy over here. Hopefully we'll have more in the future, but things happen. And if you really, really love us, please give us reviews on iTunes so we can get more Fandible listeners.
Please.
I love this new recording equipment. It's great. Yes. Oh, yeah. Also in the comments, tell us how you like the new recording, how it sounds, people. We want to know. Stop licking the mic.
Yeah, stop licking the mic.
I'm just getting really uncomfortably close to it.
Yeah. This is Jesus Rodriguez of the Fandible.com role-playing podcast. Thank you for listening, and stop licking the mic, seriously. And goodbye.